welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, Big O'Brien.
Let's see. Had little Natalia crying her brains out at 3 o'clock last night. Good time. Very vocal.
Maybe she heard yesterday's show. Didn't care for it.
She lost, I don't know, her pacifier or something like that, and started spazzing out. And then you're always in this position of, basically you're in the same position that you are with pets, those of you who own pets, as you are with kids, which is you're not supposed to let them do whatever it is they're going to do, except right. for their howling or barking or scratching or whatever, and that your impulse is just, oh, hell, just let them out or just let them in right. or just throw them there, whatever. So it's like the kid's wailing away, and, I say to the wife, why is she wailing away? It's because her pacifier fell out, and she wants her pacifier, and she's up. I mean, she's on her feet. She's hanging on to the thing. She's very vocal, and she wails. I mean, she makes more sound than a 20-pound creature. You'd think a 20-pound creature could. And then you do that. Well, go get her a pacifier, No, she's not going to learn. And by the way, learn what? How long does this lesson carry you? Into high school, college? You know what I mean? Like, I'll throw her the goddamn pacifier for the next 4 months so I can go to bed. Yeah. And don't worry about it. Look, I understand you got to learn to read. You got to learn to write. There's certain skills you need in life. But the pacifier skill, throw the pacifier to her. So she wails and wails and wails. And then it's like, go get it for her. No. Now you're having a conversation. Now you're up because you're discussing right. your daughter's pacifier future. And so it's like, and then they're saying, well, you can go give it to her if you want to. And I just end up going back to bed and let God sort it out. But the boy just lies there with his big fat head, and he just sleeps right through. Now, I feel sorry for the boy because his crib is 2 feet away from hers, and right. she's wailing away. I'm the other side of the house, and I can hear it going off like a siren. But holy good Christ.
She's not bothered by that?
It's hard to tell. Now, it's hard to tell if this is how you're going to be your whole life or if men are just different than women or whatever it is. But the boy is much more laid back when it comes to hanging out in his crib and relaxing. And the girl's much more vocal and much more focused and much more in tune and assertive and so on and so forth. She's much more lucid than he is. He knows what's going on, but he's not apt to wail away the whole night like she is.
I had a similar experience last night, but the crying women were 65 pounds, 100 pounds, and I'm not going to take a shot at Amy's weight.
Hold on. Were you with the Olsen twins?
No. One was 12, one was 41, and one was 25.
And they were all crying.
At one point in the day, they were all crying directly at me.
Mm. Wow, that's a trifecta.
What'd you do?
To which one?
What didn't you do?
Let's start with the youngest and work our way up.
Okay. It depends on what point in the day. Because this was going to be, I was actually going to write this down to see that there are new dating embarrassments that apply to me.
Right.
And then new dating embarrassments that apply to the rest of the world. Like, Amy's apartment is a little box with the bathroom door right next to you wherever you are, and I'm noisy.
Mm-hmm. In the bathroom.
Yeah. I'm a little embarrassed. I don't want to be there
yet. I turn on the faucet.
Yeah.
I won't. If I have to take number one.
I could fire a gun.
Really?
Yeah. It's so not part of the thing to tell you, but I also bought incense last night when I went to 7-Eleven. I'm not cognizant of it. I have issues.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah, everyone does. A couple of quick observations with that. The worst case scenario is the small apartment that used to have carpeting but they pulled up the carpeting and they redid the old hardwood floors. Not only acoustically is it tough, but they'll undercut the bathroom door sometimes.
Yeah.
So it makes it over the carpet. You know, you go into those places and you're literally looking at 2.5 inches of daylight coming underneath
the
bathroom.
There used to be a carpet.
It's practically a saloon. It really is. I'm surprised they don't flap both ways. It's essentially a saloon door. So
the good, the bad, and the stinky.
Yes. Yeah. You're looking at an inch of daylight underneath the thing. You have a hard tile floor. Again, acoustically. Here's the deal. When you go into a sound recording studio, foam on the ceiling and carpet on the thing and more carpet on the walls, and it absorbs everything. Will you just take semi-gloss paint, tile, porcelain fixtures, and a tile floor, and you go at it in there, it is an echo chamber.
Yeah. Yeah.
That then goes under the 2-inch undercut bathroom, paper-thin bathroom door, out into, again, the acoustically unsound hardwood floor, small one-bedroom, and you got a problem.
Yeah. Okay, so you understand my problem.
Oh, I am with you.
But you have to understand, honestly and seriously, this is a substitute teacher that makes it by on $20,000 a year.
Right. She's
and lives
no
in
AC.
Los Feliz. It's an oven. It's a, but that actually is not the problem, though, because that's a whole different problem, embarrassments. Okay, because this one doesn't apply to anybody but me. I'm sitting there naked on the couch at her request. She goes, I said, I'm going to go take a shower. She goes, good, come out here naked and sit on the couch. I said, okay. I feel like the meat. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm stark naked, and we're flipping through the channels, and she stops the documentary for the channel and then goes one more. And apparently the Partridge Family has started re-airing.
Whoa, whoa, what?
Oh. Yeah.
And this is good
I'm
news.
Stark
Set
naked.
Your TiVo, Adam.
What channel?
Doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know. No. I think on her TV it was, oh, God, I don't remember. Like 156 or something. I don't remember. I just remember it being weird.
Gotta look into this. I love that show.
I'm naked.
Mm-hmm.
And 41.
Mm.
And sitting on the couch no more than 3 feet from the television, because you can't get more than 3 feet from anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that was just a really super weird. Remember,
hold on, you're naked in 47, right?
Yeah. Looking at myself
at
11.
At 11,
got
right.
It.
Sitting next to a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
yeah.
was just weird.
Yeah, yeah. I could I could dig that.
But it doesn't apply to anybody but me, certainly in this room. It was just bizarre. It had nothing to do with the story of three women crying. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Did you, just an aside, do you do the courtesy flush when you're in the bathroom? Because I find a well-timed courtesy flush can mitigate a lot of the damage.
I hadn't heard of this before I worked on this show, the courtesy flush.
Oh, yes.
I actually only, believe it or not, I only heard of it, and you would think a person like me would know such a thing. I got it in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Oh, is that?
There's a line in the movie where Tom Arnold says, how about a courtesy flush?
Oh, yes, yes, when they're in the bathroom.
Right.
That's
and
right.
He's in charge of number two.
Right.
That's where I learned about it. I never would have thought of it.
It's been around for some time. It should be, actually, I should write it down because we're going to be doing some PSAs later. And the courtesy flush, especially in the public bathroom, is important. If you can time that first flush for the, you know, let's face it. I don't want to get too graphic here, but there's a sort of initial salvo that goes on when you're on
stuff.
The pot. If you can sort of time that first flush to take care of the initial damage, you can take care of 50-80% of the trouble, and
just
then you can then take your time.
Right.
Yeah. Save some money on incense.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, I'm naked and watching the Partridge Family. It's kind of weird and awkward, but you know. Then I just noticed how just weird the Partridge Family itself was, and that we're singing in our garage and making faces like we're singing to an audience, and David's making love to the camera, and I'm just thinking, what kind of show was this?
I gotta say, I've said it to my wife the other day, the Brady Bunch is pure Americana camp. It fills a niche. That niche is just for all the sort of campy bad, you know. It's like that comfort food. It's like, I know it's disgusting and it's not good for you, but grandma used to make it Sunday mornings when we had our little jammies with the feet built into them, and I still love the peanut butter and fried banana sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
That's what the Brady Bunch is. The Partridge Family was actually good. I mean, the Partridge Family filled the camp It still had some camp, and it made you. It still had the warm and the fuzzies and all that kind of stuff. But it actually had jokes in it. It was a funny show.
And Danny's very funny with excellent timing.
Danny, who oftentimes says he's no actor, it was quite a comedic actor at age 10 with Dave Madden, aka Reuben Kincaid. The relationship was funny. Danny was certainly the funniest character on that show. Not a tall order. But the show was head and shoulders above the Brady Bunch, which ended up sort of taking off and getting that sort of cult status and Americana camp status. And I was always like, where's the Partridge Family and why it's a better program?
Well, walk through a mall with Danny and you'll see that people go nuts.
It's weird. The nuts part, the screaming part, again, is the Breaking Bonaducci because they're so young and they saw so much raw, you know, alcohol and needles full of roids and stuff. That's why they go like crazy. The Partridge Family people are rather sedate, like myself right now.
You're on the couch. You're naked
And hairless,
naked.
By the way.
Naked and hairless.
Grooming accident.
You're naked.
Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of weird. And that's just embarrassing by itself, but we've gotten used to it. So my daughter calls my cell phone and says, "Bring me a donut." That casually.
While you're naked on the couch.
Yes. Watching a 25-year-old girl watching me at 11. My 12-year-old calls. Wow, I didn't even know it was this weird until I just put that all together.
My head's going to explode.
Yeah. So I decide I'm not going to have the talk with her right now that daddy's not coming home because I said, well, I'm not at home. And she said, on your way home, bring me a donut. And I'd had a kind of a serious talk with her earlier in the day about how this was really going. She understands I'm buying a house, but that turned into her room, and that turned into she doesn't want to live with mom because she hates her brother, and it turned into a whole thing. So... And that's one part of the crying 12-year-old was earlier in the day explaining you have to live with your mom because, and when she wouldn't take no for an answer, I finally said, your mom would fight me on that and win. Let's see. We've got, the judge would say, let me see if I've got my choices clear. The fine Christian woman or the drunk drug-addled guy on 97.1 that talks about being freshly shaved with a 25-year-old. Who should I give the 12-year-old to? Mom's gonna win, baby.
A trash dumpster would win.
Right, absolutely, and fair enough. And probably could physically do less damage than me.
But it would still be insulting to you if the judge ruled in favor of a dumpster to raise your child.
Right.
Lesser two evils than he banged the gavel.
I don't know that I would be offended in any way. I might be offended, but it's a fine
judge. Doesn't have a history.
Yeah.
I would be offended on your behalf.
I would say, you know, Your Honor, you're an ass, but you're a fine judge of character. okay, that's the one crying woman.
Hold on, when the dumpster talks, you think it's the lid that moves up and down?
Exactly, yeah,
and then would the eyeballs be below that or perched on top of the lid?
I think the eyeballs would be like orange rinds.
Perched on top of the lid, though.
Yeah.
I see them as something on top of the lid.
Too.
Okay, I'm just trying to. I'm just trying to work it out, and we do the claymated version.
And it's got a
tongue
that's a pizza box.
Yeah,
oh, I like that. Or actually, slices of pizza.
Right.
Okay. Ooh. So I'll make that the crying 12-year-old for right then. I go downstairs. Gretchen, who never cries,
very stoic.
Just never. I've almost never seen the woman cry in 17 years.
Right.
Is talking to me. And Isabella's saying how she doesn't want to live with her mother and her brother. She wants to live with me and that she's not going to and she's old enough to have a vote. And she's being, it's weird when she's in hysterics compared to when she's actually calmly saying, no, I'm not going to live with you, Mom. It's really, I was going, Jesus, this is hurtful. This is terrible.
Right.
And I went out of the house immediately. I go down and Gretchen is being there and she's being completely stoic and she's talking to me. And I look at her because, you know, with anybody else you've been in the same room with for almost 20 years, you know everything about them. But all of a sudden, she looks foreign to me. Something's different. But she's talking just the same way and smoking a cigarette. And tears start to roll down her face. But she's not changing at all. She's Betty Davis with the cigarette.
Wow.
Yeah, it's hurtful when she does that, but I don't know. Where do we, you know, I don't know the date when this went so bad. And
There's two ways... Non-criers cry. One is I'm exactly the same as I always am, except for their tears rolling down my cheeks, much like some makeup artist just hit them with a little tear solution, and it's just trickling down, and their face remains unchanged, which I prefer better than the other one, which is a full-blown meltdown. I don't cry, but once every 8 years, I cry enough for the entire season.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just, that's unnerving. The person that never gets rattled and never breaks and never changes their expression, mm-hmm. when that person comes undone,
yeah.
it is freaky.
Scary.
Yeah. It is like, it's tantamount to the pilot on a commercial airliner screaming into the PA system, holy Christ, we're all gonna die. I mean, it's like, you're like, oh my God, if this guy's lost it.
Right.
Cause this guy, I just saw three engines go out, we're flying on one, and he's like, we're having a little difficulty with engine 1, 3, and 4. If you look to your right, you see the Grand Canyon Crater Lake. We're gonna go ahead and dump the fuel over, Lake Mead and, go ahead and set this, down in the Mojave Desert. You know, this is the guy's voice right. when things are bad, yes. but if that guy's voice comes undone, you're completely effing panicked.
Right.
Yeah.
And the people that never come undone, when they come undone, freaks the hell out of everyone else around them.
For 17 years, I've been waiting to see some emotional wavering in this woman, and when I saw it, I was unnerved and didn't know what to do because none of the rest of her was crying.
Right.
Only her eyes.
Yes. Let me say this. We've only gotten to two of the three women that cried at you yesterday, and I would kind of like to hear about the third.
I would like to hear about the third, and I think it's going to tie in nicely to a little phoner topic, which is girl fights. Brittany, there's a big, I don't know if you guys saw the entertainment shows, but there was a big cat fight out front, outside of one of Los Angeles, Ledoux clubs, or as I would have pronounced it up until about 6 months ago, Les Dukes. Club.
There was more Dukes.
Chicks were going at it, and hair pieces were flying, and boobies were popping. It was all
awesome.
I could do not to masturbate in front of the maid and the nanny and Lynette and the kids when this baby popped on Entertainment Tonight last night. But I've been beat up by a woman before.
Really?
Multiple times,
I can't imagine
actually.
that Danny has.
Now, look, we all may have been slapped by a woman, but I was attacked and pummeled by a woman when I was about 7th, 8th grade, something like that. A large woman of color, shocking, I know. We'll take a quick break, but here's what I would like to do. 866-901-ADAM. I will tell you my story of having the crap beat out of me by a large woman. Danny will finish his story about making the third. Let's see, you got Isabella, Gretchen, and Amy now.
Amy's coming up.
Amy's coming up on the cry list.
But I think you'll be surprised on this one.
We'll check her crying box. Good name for TV. The crying box.
It's perfect.
But you, I want to hear your stories. And look, I don't want to just talk to guys. I want to talk to women who've been in a cat fights. Women have been beaten up by the women. Women are more easily provoked than men. I mean, they will get physical faster than men. It's just they don't do as much damage. You don't hear as much about it. But if I'm at a club, here's how you know. If my wife steps on my foot, I don't punch her.
Right.
If I step on my wife's foot, I'll get a quick, hey,
right.
You know, pow. Women's hands, you step on a woman's foot, her hand will fly out and hit you. She doesn't think you stepped on her foot intentionally. It's just her foot is hooked up to her arm, and her arm will go sailing out. Guys can't do that because if we did that, we would hurt ourselves, hurt other people. There'd be lawsuits. You as a guy, you train yourself to ignore a lot of things that you want to do impulsively. It's just like, hey, there's that hot chick in a miniskirt walking down the street. You want to follow her and drag her into the alley. You don't do it. You want to punch every person who steps on your foot.
Wait.
You don't do it.
Wait, the hot chick, you don't drag her anywhere?
No.
Oh, Jesus. I got to cross this off on my
list. You don't punch and you don't drag. Women, pow.
I punched the guy and drag. I broke this whole rule in every possible way.
We'll take a quick break. We'll hear your stories next.
Hello, this is Lenny Leonard, you know, from Moe's. Call Adam right now at 866-901-ADAM. And don't hit him in the eye.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM. Just like the flocks of Midwestern co-eds that invade LA every summer.
Where are we?
97.1 Free FM wants to be on TV. And just like those chicks, we need a sugar daddy to get us there. That's where you come in. This July, show us your free on TV.
Talk is cheap.
Get our 97.1 Free FM logo on TV. And we might give you $971. You see, you work, we pay.
Ah, yes, money.
Go to 971freefm.com and print the 97.1 logo, and we'll tell you where to send the video or pictures of you pimping us on TV.
Now you get your ass out there.
Show us your free on TV. From 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hey, streamers. It's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey guys, come down and see me and my girlfriends at the Spearmint Rhino's new Torrance location, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy Avenue. The new Spearmint Rhino in Torrance is a topless club offering a full bar. That's right, guys, topless with liquor. There's also a free happy hour buffet, and 30 to 50 dancers are featured nightly. Open daily from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m., 7 days a week. The Torrance Spearmint Rhino has the hottest adult stars performing every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if those aren't enough reasons to come over, the Torrance Rhino now airs all UFC fights. And here's one more reason to come to the Spearmint Rhino, the baddest backside contest every Thursday night. The Spearmint Rhino, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy in Torrance. Visit myspace.com/SpearmintRhinoTorrance for directions and showtimes. See you at the Rhino in Torrance.
Welcome to Burger Burger. Can I take your order?
Okay, kids. What do you want?
Peanuts and some popcorn.
I want corn candy and nachos.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, plus a couple of Dodger dogs and ice cream and one of those cool blue helmets.
Dude, where do you think you are? Dodger Stadium?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Dodger Baseball, get into the blue.
The Dodger Coca-Cola Family Pack is back. 4 tickets, 4 Dodger dogs, 4 Cokes for $62. Visit Dodgers.com or call 866-DODGERS.
Hey, streamers. It's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
HBO Voyeur. T.
Yes.
How goes it?
Well, we were just talking about cat fights, and
yeah,
that's the type of thing you could see if you were looking. What you do is you go on this site, HBO Voyeur, and there's lights in the windows of buildings, and you click on the lights, and you see what's happening inside these apartments in New York City, and you can look at several at one time.
Mm-hmm.
You can be looking into 6 windows at once.
It's a little bit of overload in some way. If you don't focus a little bit and give a little attention to one family or one situation, I can get, because this is like the few websites I play with. I love it.
It sucks you in.
It sucks you in like a TV show or a neighborhood building that you have full access to. Mm. You're invisible. That's what it's like. Remember when you were a kid and you wanted to be invisible? That's what voyeur is like.
It's true. It's every adolescent teen's fantasy. My favorite is apartment 3B, the Corollas. Dad on the sofa, napping, waiting to die. Mom ignoring her hungry family. It's awesome.
Oh, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry, son. One day you'll be cleaning carpets and going to junior college. The world is your oyster. Thanks, Pops.
3A's got the killer. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah, you don't know. There are mysteries.
But there's like straight up families with problems and, you know, the troubled teenage daughter as well as, you know, like really out there stuff. It's voyeur.com. It's from HBO and it's HBOvoyeur.com.
All you need to know.
Introducing the all-new 2000 Urius, designed for the extraordinary at your Southern California Land Rover retailer.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Welcome to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. And now with an early critique of this morning's show, our program director, Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Time to get crunk on today's show. From the King of Queens, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, comedian Kevin James. We'll do a little gay walking. And producer Angie's real weird about the food she likes. So we're going to play a new game called Will Angie Eat It? She will if she wants that raise. Leap.
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Got up this morning, pulled out a Tupperware filled with those Rainier cherries, my new favorite cherries. The Bing cherries are great, the ones that are dark red, but the ones that are yellow and red and super plump, I now love, my new official favorite fruit. I was eating a handful of them, just enjoying the bejesus out of them, and then I thought, Angie hates these.
I'm drunk.
I got a look on my face in my kitchen at 5 this morning. Like, I can't believe a human being. You know, it's really, see, to me, it's tantamount to when you hear about, you know, you show a puppy and then somebody said, yeah, the guy put it in a burlap sack and he threw it in the lake. And you go,
what?
What kind of human, you know, you turn Jewish all of a sudden, what kind of human being?
That's how I talk.
What kind of individual? What kind of, you put the word sick in front of what kind of sick? You're so disgusted, you end up making a lot of these noises. All of a sudden you get all H-y in yourself. What kind of, you never do the H and the what, but now all of a sudden it's what kind of individual, what kind of sick F would not enjoy what, that's basically where I was at with these Rainier cherries.
Yeah, things anger you this much. And in fact, there not a day goes by where somebody doesn't ask me, what's Adam Carolla like? And I say, exactly like what you hear. Because after the show, you continue to get upset at Angie for not liking the cherries.
And strawberries have an odd texture.
It was nothing short of an attack.
It was treason.
That's what it was.
You sent her out of the room because I think what troubled you was you asked her if she liked scones. And that was okay. And then it was
no.
It was
she
strawberry.
Didn't like scones.
She didn't like scones. And then avocados were an issue, and you sent her out.
Now, remember you're making
those
it
good
worse.
Instincts she used to have.
They're all gone.
All right. Now where was I?
Cat fights.
That's right. All right. So we'll get to the bottom of Angie soon enough. But the cat fight. Yes. I was beaten up by a large woman of color when I was probably. I think I was in the eighth grade. It was the summer. Maybe the summer between the eighth and the ninth grade as I think about it.
Make this sound like a fairy tale. Once upon a time.
Yes.
North Hollywood.
I was playing in some sort of baseball summer league or something, and we went from school to school to school playing on a softball team, and that was based out of Walter Reed Junior High, where I used to go to junior high. And we were good, and I think we beat every team. And the last team we beat was some sort of inner city team. We went down to South Central or what have you and beat these guys at their school. And we all had to travel on the same bus. And It was a lot of urban types with their huge urban sisters. And we were walking back to the bus, and they were kind of talking some smack. And they said, you're lucky we're not playing football because we'd give you a nice ass whooping at football. And I was really good at football, and that was kind of, I was wishing we were playing football.
Right.
And so I probably hollered back, whatever, you're lucky we're not playing football, because I didn't get the full sentence out before she was on top of me.
Wow.
It was a 200-pound woman. I was 130 pounds or something, and she was on top of me, and she was swinging away. I wonder what prison she's in now, and
Sybil Brand.
Who beat the bejesus out of her.
Right.
And again, keep it up.
I feel bad, though, because the most likely scenario is she's in prison and having to listen to Kathy Griffin's stand-up comedy.
Right. She did go last episode.
What is more horrifying, life sentence or Kathy Griffin doing stand-up at you?
Kathy.
How dare you. She got mad at me when I said I'd rather have sex with a melon.
And so now she won't come back on the show. I'm very upset.
She's a dear friend, too. All right, anyway, the point is...
Melons feel nice.
She was on top of me. You put them in a microwave. All right, you know what? I've said too much. The point is this chick was on top of me, and she was swinging away at my head for some time while a shocked crowd just gathered around and just watched. And at a certain point, I yelled, get this bitch, I think I can say it, and then I did the F word, off me. And people sort of snap to it. Like, there is that point in any event, especially fight, where coaches and counselors and teachers and adults and chaperones just watch for a minute.
Yeah.
It's like you fling open the door and someone's having sex. I could fling open the door and have my grandmother on top of my son having sex, and I would stand for a good five count.
Yeah.
What have we here? Huh?
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It's so intriguing visually.
Yeah.
The huge black woman beating the crap out of the young nappy-headed Adam Carolla that we're all just going to drink it in for a good three Mississippi before we do something. But eventually I screamed, and eventually they pulled her off. And they got her off me, and I was fine. I had my feet sort of up in her chest, so she wasn't able to connect. But
Which is good,
yeah. Except for it was a very long and intimidating bus ride back to wherever we had to go to, because we then all had to get on to the same school bus. And it was her and her posse.
Right.
And then me on the same bus, which was a very uncomfortable ride back to home. Luckily, they got dropped off first, so they didn't know where I was. But that was me getting my ass kicked by a woman. Danny made Amy cry, the third in his trifecta yesterday of bringing women to tears. How did that come about?
It started off innocently enough. It started off giving her access to my MySpace, because it drives her crazy. That I'm cheating on her, I'm eating a bunch of chicks, which I was, but I stopped.
Right.
So I said, here's my password. Go ahead, have at it. So then she knows how to use the thing, so we're putting up pictures of her and of our trips together. And she said, do you want any captions? And there's this beautiful picture of us in Maui together. Mm-hmm. She's kissing me. And this is Amy and I in Maui, one drink before the bitch left me.
Mm.
Then there's a picture of Amy and I in Tijuana, and I thought, just for fun, even though we had a fine time in Tijuana, I wrote, Amy and Danny in Tijuana, one pharmacy before the bitch left me.
Did you change your relationship status?
Pardon me?
Did you change your relationship status on MySpace? Because that's now a relationship milestone. When you go from single
to... It used to be when you got a set of keys to the guy's apartment.
Well,
that meant something. Now it's the MySpace relationship status change.
My cover picture, she changed now. It used to be me shirtless, that Pod Fitness picture.
Hold on.
Now me kissing her in Maui.
This, Danny? Yeah. And let me say this.
Shirtless.
I thought MySpace was so you could get laid.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but that's why it's a big
why
deal.
Have the couples MySpace? Like, is this no good anymore?
Oh,
no, because
irony.
Theoretically,
mm-hmm.
I have 22,000 friends.
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, if we're going to do something bitching tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
I can tell 22,000 people all at once.
Hold on. We're going to try to have sex with 22,000 people? I don't understand.
Beat Wilt Chamberlain by 2,000 people.
Listen, huh. It's become a psychological...
And I'm about 600 in.
Right. You create a small army, and then what happens is you're going to do a book signing, or right. You're going to be on Kimmel next week or right. whatever, and you alert your army.
You right. can also wage psychological warfare, as many people do, where they post comments to make it look like they're dating somebody and they change their relationship status. And,
yes. Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
in this case, I think Amy's trying to send a message to your friends that mm-hmm. she's with you now.
Yes.
And your picture is now you guys kissing.
Yes. Our front page is us kissing. But mm-hmm. this part where she cries, though, doesn't really fit the cat fight thing at all. So all right. Should I just tell you real quick?
Yeah.
All right. So I take my daughter home the donut, but now it's late, and I've been having this discussion about I need to move out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I've got another VH1 show coming up, mm-hmm. A much nicer one. Mm-hmm. I wrote it myself. But I'm going to be awake a lot of hours, at least 3 or 4 days a week, and I can't be pulled at like this. I can't have to be one place and then sneak out after people are asleep. I have to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to come visit me on my time and on my terms, at least for the month of August.
That's fair.
So, but I haven't had that talk with my daughter, so I get dressed. I stop watching The Partridge Family Naked, which could relate to that, kids.
Mm-hmm.
I take her the donut. She wants me to hang for
Dave
a little while.
Dave Madden, unfortunately, has not.
Very sad. So she's asking me to stay. So she knows something's changed. She's acting differently too, Isabella. So I stay with her till almost 11 o'clock, eating donuts.
Mm-hmm.
I then say I'm just going to – I left my phone at Amy's house. I've decided I'm going to have that talk with Isabella today that I don't really live here anymore. This is a stop on the way to where I live. I live in a box right now. While you live in a palace with your mother.
That you pay for.
Jeweled bedazzler. So – I go back to Amy's house, and it's 11 o'clock at night, and I'm being deadly serious about I can't be awake these hours. I can't be pulled out like this. We got to figure out what to do. And she gets out this massage bar of, like, soap, but it will turn into oil, and this vibrating back thing, takes her clothes off, lays on the bed, and says, do my back.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm telling her, like, these hours, I can't be pulled out emotionally, and I'm thinking... Well, I guess I can pull that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can certainly be tugged.
So, but I'm like Mr. Cool Guy. So I spend half an hour easily on her whole body with them. So I don't rub her twice and then get this business over with.
Mm-hmm.
I give her the full-on serious treatment.
Twice is twice as much as I do.
I've promised her I would.
One rubber, yeah.
And I'm very afraid about being the old guy. And so far, I deliver. You know,
you're overcompensating.
I'm overcompensating. Yeah. I really am. So I give her the full body massage, including the bottoms of her feet, while sucking on her big toe.
Ew.
Yeah. I'm showing that I'll go the distance on this whole thing, man. So then there's a little play action going on, and then we do it.
Give me a break.
Half play.
I thought you made her cry, not Teresa.
Yeah. So, by the way.
Tell Danny to move on.
I'm doing my.
What? Did she cry yet?
No, not yet. Here it comes.
Take another break.
20 minutes ago, you said, I'll tell you, she cried.
Let's play some games.
Here's a quick one. Here's the quick one. So.
That's too late. Yes.
So, I do what I do to make her finish before I start. Okay? Twice. Then I said, done. And now it's midnight. And she tells me how wonderful I am. And says to me, I swear to God, I know this is not going to seem like a real problem to you guys, but I'm as done can be. And she says, that's amazing. I think I could finish again.
I wish you were dead.
So I
then she started crying.
Then I delivered.
Okay.
And then
she started crying.
From joy.
She's kissing me, telling me I'm the greatest boyfriend ever, and it's really dark, and she's dripping tears into my face.
Isn't that a sweet feeling, though, her tears falling on
you? I don't know. Is it okay? Can I just ask for an hour-long at midnight when I'm saying I can't be kept up with these hours?
So you want to say less tears, more, you know.
She pulls my hair and stuff. And it's midnight.
Listen, first off, tears of joy do not count.
I said it didn't fit. I said it was just a third person crying at.
And yes, you can. Now, I'm saying you can deny that. You've been in long enough. You're fine. You don't have to overcompensate. We got Matt Six Sisters in a cat fight.
Oh.
That sounds good.
And I want to know why cat fights are hot. I know they are.
They're hot because, first off, this is we learned from watching the news, entertainment news shows, there's always a booby flying.
Right.
Because cat fights are done in front of clubs most of the time when people are drunk and dressed to the nines, and they're wearing cocktail dresses and things like that. Now, a booby can come flying out of a cocktail dress just by standing up too fast.
Yeah.
Imagine when a cat fight breaks up.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The reason a cat fight is hot is, A, there's lots of boobs and ass exposed because they're wearing next to nothing. It's like getting into a fight with a towel on. How long is it going to take before that towel comes flying off? Secondly, the chicks don't fight Marcus at Queensberry, so the cocktail dress becomes a handle or a G.
Yeah.
They're pulling on it, tugging on it, yanking on it. Thirdly, no one ever really gets hurt, so it's like all the fight without the guilt. You're seeing the booby, you're seeing the ass crack, and it's actually funny because nobody actually gets hurt.
Nobody's
wrestling versus the UFC.
Right.
In this Britney Spears fight, though, I'll tell you, somebody's weave got hurt.
Yes, I know. And there was some guy just standing there hanging on to it. All right, let's see. Let's talk to Michelle real quick. Like, Michelle?
Yes.
What's your catfight story?
Okay, well, it's actually me and my sister, and we're pretty small. And I know exactly what you mean about, you know, fighting the large women of color. There were two girls. We were in high school at the time. Me and my sister are pretty small, and these girls are big. Big girls. I mean, we're talking like gorilla big, and we're walking to the store, and I know something's going to happen.
Let's distance ourselves from this, Adam.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think she meant anything bad by
it. She meant gorilla big.
There is no racial bigotry here.
Horse big doesn't work as well.
Yes. With them before, and I knew something was going to happen, but we just kept minding our business.
African
well,
elephant?
They came up to us.
Yes.
She grabbed my hair, and it just went on from there.
Slow down.
I was just swinging.
Uh-huh.
What were you wearing?
Turned out we pretty much kicked the crap out of them.
Really?
So, oh, yeah. And the cops were called, and their mother almost had us arrested because we didn't really do any damage to, or they didn't do any damage to us, but, I mean, they were pretty messed up. And her mom came over to my house, look what you did to my daughter's face. I'm calling the police on you. And we almost got arrested, but
that,
because they started it.
Had to be pretty, refrain from using ethnic slurs.
Pretty good rap, though, to have around your high school that you and your sister beat the crap out of the two big black chicks.
People looked at the girl, and they're like, how are you not dead? I'm like, she doesn't really know how to fight.
I noticed the little girls always get in more fist fights because people pick on them, and they're always scrappy.
It's true, my sister's about 110 pounds, and she's been in more fights than I have.
Yeah,
so.
Always the way.
What's she doing now?
Now she's actually living with me, so.
Shocking. And how old is she?
She's 18.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's she planning on doing?
Hey, everybody,
we got ourselves a flyweight. She got herself an elephant gun for her right hand. She'll take down heavy set women of color, no problemo. She's 18, she's getting into stripping now. She'll be the one out there throwing the crescent kicks and yelling Kia. I got a Cubaton in my pants. For you. What's up, baby? Thanks, Bonaducci. All right, Michelle? Oh, hold on a second. Cage stage four. Okay.
Gotta do the business.
What's she doing now? Is she looking to get into stripping?
No, none of that. She's pretty shy. And so it's those you gotta watch out for.
Yeah, sounds like a real wallflower. She's not kicking the crap out of black chicks. You can barely get a word out of her. And junior college?
I don't know. She hasn't really decided yet.
The only thing scarier than the people that are actually attending junior college are those who are toying with the notion of going to junior college.
Going to junior college?
I'm looking at a couple of junior colleges right now. I've narrowed it down to Baker's dozen of junior colleges.
We have some more good cat fights on the line.
We
I don't know
do.
If you're over it.
We need to take a break. No, I'm not nearly over it.
Neither am I. It's very
we have
fun.
We have a security guard from Vegas who was jumped by three women.
Ooh.
We got a 40-year-old cat fight in the streets.
Those are good.
Witnessed booby swinging in the cat fight. Yeah, lots of boobies.
Yeah, always, like you said, there's always a boob out.
Flying around. I think it would be the next evolution of like Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, cat fight.
Yeah, you just provoke cat fights out in front of clubs.
You said too much.
All right, write that down, Bonaducci. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
Adam Carolla is a funny motherfucker.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank here. Join us as we broadcast live Friday from 11 to 3 at the Malibu Inn.
We'll be kicking off the live all-summer Battle of the Bands.
Be sure and get there early so we can all push Frosty back in the ocean.
Join Frosty, Heidi, and Frank as they search for SoCal's hottest groups for the live all-summer Should I Stay or Should I Go Battle of the Bands. Powered by Rehearsals.com, where artists go to work before you see them play. Rehearsals.com. We are 97.1 Free FM, Malibu's FM talk station.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right. And that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years. Folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to PastaPomodoro.com for directions and information. That's PastaPomodoro.com.
Ciao.
And we're back. For 25 years, he's been barking out tips on keeping streets safe. Welcome, McGruff the Crime Dog. So what advice do you have for us today?
Hello?
Oh, what, you got a little stage fright there?
No, that's my tip for people who want to get involved.
Really?
Start by saying hi to your neighbors. From there, it's an easy step to keeping informed about what's going on in your neighborhood. Who's coming? Who's going? Who's that bald guy with a mustache?
Huh? Hey, that's my producer.
That mustache looks fake.
Really?
I mean, if something in your neighborhood looks suspicious, talking to neighbors helps. It puts everyone on the lookout, and that can reduce crime.
Uh-huh. So the best way to keep my car from getting stolen is to say, nice haircut, to Mr. Resnick next door.
Sure, if it's true.
Well, it's not.
If you're concerned about crime, open up to your neighbors and say, hello. Oh, and goodbye.
Wow, another tip?
No, we're out of time.
Oh.
But you can learn more at weprevent.org.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
From the lunchroom at Los Bubos Elementary School.
Way cool.
It's the Dom Likas Junior Show.
I love you, Tom.
And now, here he is, Dom Likas Junior.
Thank you for not pushing on the hot lunch line.
This is not your regular lunch period. No! This is where Los Bobos Elementary gets together to discuss the teachers you want to get rid of. It's a different kind of lunch period. It's a lunch period that is not hosted by a fourth grade nose picker or a kindergarten crybaby. No! I am your host. So raise your hand now to talk to me, Tom Likas Jr. Christian over at table five, put down those chips. You're on the Tom Likas Jr. show. Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Do you care?
Of course I care. Can you saw my lunchbox? Please, please,
well,
please,
of
please,
course.
Please.
Bring it on up here before the lunch lady gets back from the bathroom.
Okay, Tom. Here I come.
Oh, look, it's a bikini Barbie box. Well,
yeah, my mom bought it for me.
Kristen, I didn't know third graders were so raunchy. Growl.
What's raunchy?
Tune in tomorrow for the next totally way cruel episode of the Tom Likas Jr. Show.
Hey, somebody get me another juice box. My fruit pectin box is wearing off.
Like an ice skim, no whip latte.
Hey, you're the Red Defender, right?
Yes.
I saw you in the paper. You saved a runaway train.
That's right.
So shouldn't you be out saving something?
I already stopped a bank heist this morning.
Evil doesn't take a break.
Can I sit down for a second?
Hey, dial back the caffeine, man.
Saving the world isn't easy. Saving a life is. One pint of blood can save up to three lives. Go to bloodsaves.com. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's another summer safety tip with the Deaf Frat Guy.
Science shows that one in three drowning deaths is the result of a beautiful lady getting tangled up in her spring bikini. So ladies, let's lose those tops for safety's sake.
Thanks, Matt. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser on the Adam Carolla Show.
All right, well, we're talking cat fights. Let's see. Hillary from Sacramento, 40-year-old cat fight. Yes, wow. Hillary?
Yeah.
A little old to be fighting, but tell us a story.
I am too old to be fighting. I've never done it in my life.
All righty.
So does this story get better, or is that it?
How can it?
Huh?
Yeah. Goodbye.
Hi, Hillary. Are you calling because you saw 40-year-old cat fighting?
Goodbye.
I was the 40-year-old. Well, 40-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Was the scotch 12?
Nice to talk to you.
18.
Yeah, we just kind of round our numbers, you know? But, yeah, actually, I've never been in a fight before, and I'm very civilized. I'm an RN. Mm-hmm. And, I was a
resident nut job, yeah.
Thank you very much. I went to college to earn those numbers after most letters after my name.
Good stuff.
Teresa, you are an alcoholic.
I kind of love Hillary.
I do too.
I'm in love with her.
I got through college.
Hey, Hillary.
I've seen this so much fun.
Most nurses are insane, are they not?
Oh, well, we, I don't know.
Yes, you are.
They usually marry alcoholics more than
are. It's a relative term.
Right, you and your family's insane.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
All right, so Hillary, tell us about the fight you had when you were 40-ish.
Okay, well, it was pretty recently, and I had treated my girlfriend, who was just, you know, kind of funkily married.
You know, cougars are kind of cat.
I'm happily single, and I took her to Monterey on a little road trip, and she was just really a pain in the ass the whole time, and was really a drag, and it just got worse and worse and worse, and so by the time we were on the way home, we weren't talking, and by the time we hit the home city limits, are you falling asleep yet?
No, I'm not.
No, I did, but I actually woke back up. I had to use the bathroom. I fell asleep in the first 15 or 20 minutes, but I had to get up.
I'm trying to build the story here.
No, Hillary, you're doing a good job.
You're trying to build a pyramid, bitch. Let's go.
Jesus. You guys are
now, I got to tell you, things look pretty slow right here, but I think it's going
to
pick up.
Hillary, so welcome to my world.
What happened when you guys got into a fight?
So, anyway, we got into town, and, you know. And
a boo better come out soon.
Brave, mm-hmm. And she's She turns to me and just squirts her bottle of Lubriderm inside my brand new car.
That's what you guys are calling it now?
Okay. Just like squirting, you know what, okay?
Uh-huh. Right.
All over my interior. And mm-hmm. I'm like, that's it. I've had enough. I've screeched my car to a halt in the middle of the road, and I popped my trunk, and I said, that's it.
Yeah.
A little back door action.
Yeah, she's squirting her lubricant all in my interior, so I popped my trunk.
Mm-hmm. I popped my trunk, baby.
And then?
So I said, mm-hmm. you're out of here. And she wouldn't get out. So I got out. I took my keys out. I turned off the car, took my keys out.
Hold on. Hillary had to try. I was wondering, it's only a matter of time before crazy people drop an S or F bomb when they're talking to you on the radio. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a law.
First thing you do is lose control of your mouth when you go nutty.
Then your bowels.
Then bowels.
Then your bowels.
Then you combine the two and you got yourself.
Yep, dude.
May I complete me?
You got what we call German porn. Hey, Hillary.
Hillary's right. Your biggest fan, though. You have to love her.
You threw her crap out of the car.
Didn't I say crap? I thought I said crap.
No, you said something to start with an S.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, baby.
Can't take me anywhere.
Are you taking care of people in hospitals?
I'm not going to do it.
I am, but you know what? I work with wayward youth, and that's why they're a bad influence on me.
What do you do with the youth? You treat their medical conditions or psychological?
It's called mercy killing.
Psychological.
Really?
Really?
You know what, Hillary is on duty, you'll notice that like three or four kids are acting really strange because she's sedated on their meds.
I'm a night nurse and you guys keep me awake so I don't hit between the go into a ditch on the way home.
Right.
Well,
I'm actually on my way home right now.
Well, thanks, Hillary.
Thank you.
Have you
thank
patched
you.
Things up with your girlfriend?
You. Okay. No. So actually, after I...
All right.
No, I wanted to know what happened with Lubriderm girl.
They took her out in the street, slapped her around a little bit.
Hillary.
Slashing at me. She said slashing at me.
Wait a minute. So, slashing?
Flashing?
Yeah, with her claws.
I see.
Like a cat.
I understand how it works.
I swear I almost heard hissing. Yeah. You know,
that's the word cat fight, Hillary.
It was like a rare.
Did you beat her up in the street?
I said, get away from me, you stupid you-know-what. Mm-hmm. And I pushed her. She came back at me again at my throat. And so I kicked her to the curb, and I peeled out. And I look in my rear view mirror, and she's sitting pitifully on the curb with all her crap out in the middle of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not talked to her since.
Now, who else has got some stories?
Good times.
But now, my neighbor...
All right.
You know, all of a sudden, I'm fascinated by Angie not eating cherries. I'm, like, riveted to my radio waiting to find out if
Hillary's
Angie will
eat interesting
cherries.
Because she started well, it was in the...
I love her.
I think she was 5 o'clock hour. Middle of Frosty Hiding Frank show this time yesterday by saying she never got in a fight and was about to end with opening a can of whoop-ass on her neighbor as well, except for I just had to move on. Evening gown cat fight.
Ooh, those are good. You rarely see those.
Kevin James is calling in at 7 o'clock. Real quick, like. Hey, Caroline?
Yes, hey, how you doing?
You got a cat fight in your evening gown?
Yeah, not too classy.
What happened?
Well, we were at New Year's Eve at the Westlake Hyatt, and we were getting ready to leave, and my husband actually got into a fight with the girl's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So they're rolling around on the grass, and I'm standing out there still with my cocktail in my hand smoking a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, his girlfriend jumped on the back of my husband.
That's a good woman.
Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went ballistic. I threw my bag and everything on the ground, and I jumped on top of her and had her in a headlock and was pulling at her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I know, she's not even on my husband anymore. We're fighting, and my husband's trying to pull me off of her and grabs me and starts yelling, the cops are coming. And as soon as he pulls me off of her, she turns around and clocks me in the face.
Wow.
I mean, not nice, because you sound like a nice, normal person, but I mean, nice move in a fight.
Yeah, and I thought that would be a bonding experience between her and her man.
The point is the City of Hope raised almost $18,000 that night.
I thought it was a B'nai B'rith.
What was the event? It'll make it funny.
It was New Year's Eve at the Hyatt in Westlake Village.
I see. So you guys were just partying, getting drunk. and getting it on. And how did it finally break up? Sprinklers came on?
No, actually, the security guard called the cops, and luckily the taxi arrived just as
the man rolled up. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. And are you okay?
Oh yeah, I survived. I had a bruise, and it's kind of funny because we're sitting in the car after it happened. We're all quiet because we never do this. And then all of a sudden we look at each other and we're like, "Woohoo! High five! We just kicked some butt."
I was gonna say, I think it'd be a little high five and going on in the Corolla car too.
You know, and then we had a little, you know, we felt like white trash for about 10 minutes, and then back to the high five, and then.
All right. Hey, Caroline.
Yeah.
You're class act, baby.
I love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Love you, baby.
Thanks.
We need to take a quick break. Kevin James from the new movie with Adam Sandler. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, I think it is.
Something about Chuck and Larry.
Previews look good. Saw him over doing Kimmel when I was there on Friday. We'll take a quick break. News and Kevin James next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
Adam Carolla.
The Adam Carolla Show.
The sort of thing you do once you get a disability. Like, there's no Marine in the world who's skied before, but as soon as you get a leg blown off in Iraq, immediately you hit the slope. Fantastic!
That guy that played the guitar for the Pope with his feet. Just a guy with no arms playing with his feet.
But I will bet you that 10 minutes after he's done playing the Pope, they duct tape them to a toboggan and slid him down something.
This is a new thing this season. It says it's not actually new, but a lot of the kids are doing this.
Death Idol?
No, they get turned down, and then they think if they just sing another song, they'll make it through, and they just start a singing.
Everyone should do that with everything. Like, it should be like, Teresa, I really enjoyed our first date. Can I have a second date?
You know what? No.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Come on, how about a second date?
You know what? No.
To dream the impossible dream.
The Adam Carolla Show. Mornings on 97.1 Free FM.
Mommy, I'm going to sing the baby a lullaby.
Beautiful dreamer, in the first stage of sleep, your brain waves are low and come regularly. Soon you will be in REM dreams, where your eyes are moving and waveforms increase.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help keep their dreams alive. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Okay, go with me on this. Imagine if you could bring your best friend to work with you.
Johnson, I need that report by 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir, yes.
Who's that guy in the flip-flops?
Sir, that's...
Chill out, butthole. We're downloading porn now.
Oh, that's not so good. How about this? Maybe you should bring Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work instead.
Yeah.
The downside is half of those marriages are going to end because half the straight marriage is in. Yeah. And legally, you're going to lose half your stuff, whereas now you don't.
Just sometimes you do.
Maybe gay people love each other more than straight people. You see? You think about that?
Well, you have to fight harder, I think. To get
you
some-
have to. Look how disgusting the sex is. It's got to be love. It's love, man.
Yeah, you
it's
can't,
love,
you can't
baby.
Do that with somebody that you just like. I mean,
take Frosty, Heidi, and Frank to work with you at 971freefm.com. Because your best friend's probably an idiot.
Dude, I just totally scratched your name onto the hood of your boss's car. It's red.
Johnson!
No. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Workdays 10 to 3. Online at 971freefm.com. On air at 97.1 KLSX. Free FM. For years, people hated being stuck in 3x3 cubicles making widgets all day.
Making widgets.
Especially since most radio signals were blocked by the widget factory's peeling asbestos-filled walls.
Oh, the chips in the ceiling.
Then one day, modern science stopped wasting its valuable time curing deadly diseases and stuff like that and invented something really useful. Internet streaming, which gave millions of lowly widget makers a chance to listen to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 971freefm.com.
This boat, made in Amsterdam of all places, is made of 15 million ice cream sticks. Most of those donated by ice cream companies.
Well, he didn't eat them all himself.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he did, he'd eat a bigger boat.
I'm like, you could make two boats with your collection.
You could make the Titanic.
Not one donated. Double actual size.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Making widgets in a tiny cubicle still sucks the big one, but thanks to Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 971freefm.com, it sucks less.
Hey, Danny Bonaducci here, going to Comic-Con to preview some of NBC's new shows like Heroes, Chuck, and The Bionic Woman. Go to NBC.com to find out just how cool these shows are.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1, home of The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air, 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by your Southern California Toyota dealers.
Don't worry, more of The Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. From the new comedy, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
I am a firefighter. Whoa, you got some questions already.
I don't like girls either. Does that mean I'm gay too?
No.
You are married to a woman, right?
Yes.
Does that mean you're half lesbian?
Mr. Valentine, you said you're a fireman.
Yes, that is correct.
Do you have two dogs? Because my dad said that you're also a butt pirate.
Kevin James is on the Adam Carolla Show.
That was funny.
It was.
Oh, I just hit the wrong line. Sorry about that.
Kevin's funny.
Kevin James?
How are you?
Good to speak to you. Say hi to Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser.
How you guys?
Hi.
Hey, good to talk to you. I talked to Kevin. Just said hi to him over at Kimmel's. Him and Sandler were doing a little pre-tape action last Friday. The trailers look funny for the film, and I'm reading here that it was co-written by Alexander Payne, the guy who wrote Sideways, so it has to be at least half funny.
It's very funny. Sandler and, you know how Sandler, there are about 1,000 writers on this thing, I think, and Sandler and his guys kind of polished it up too, but there's a lot of stuff he said that stayed in the script that was great.
Well, how does it work, Kevin, in terms of when you're at the on the set and you're shooting that day? You go off the script, I mean, not off the script, but you do what's in the script. How much improvised, do you do some improvised takes?
If something's not working, yeah. I mean, some will be improvised, and other ones, like I said, Sandler will have, like, a bunch of guys, Alan Covert, Nick Schwartz, and all these other writers
right.
that will be there and just kind of punch lines and throw lines to you. Or you can improv, and you do both, and you just kind of try to find what works.
So they'll be hanging physically on the set.
Oh, yeah.
Hearing how it goes, and then feeding you some stuff if it's not going as well as they'd like, or even if it is, here's a couple other jokes.
So to try different things, absolutely.
I was thinking about you after I saw you over Kimmel's on Friday.
I was thinking about you too.
Really,
so we
Kevin?
Talk.
I was becoming very envious of Kevin because I thought this guy's in a great place. He did 9 seasons on a successful sitcom. I'm sure you have enough money to last you for a while because of King of Queens, and now you get to make this sort of seamless segue into features. But you don't have that pressure of having to take your next crappy paying gig because you have a certain amount of FU money in the bank, yes?
Yeah, we've been real lucky that way. And that's, you know, the show King of Queens definitely brought me that. And it enables you to say no and choose things that you want to do. And we've been very smart in working with people where I'm working with, Adam Sandler and Will Smith. We've been very lucky that way because you're in with these guys that are just so great that they know what they're doing. You learn with them and you kind of roll with them. So
I have a question. This is Danny. My question is, what's it like to do a successful series and then still have money? Is that nice?
Huh.
Is that a nice feeling?
How does that work?
Where you don't have to take that crap job. is that a nice feeling?
It doesn't suck. It's okay.
Well, he was a producer.
Right, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was the deals were tougher then, no, Dan? I mean,
a little harder.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sell 7 million lunch pails with your face on it, and you get $4.
Yeah, you end up doing crack in an alley.
A thousand times more popular than anybody today, and it's just the structure of the deal that's hard.
Kevin, how's your little daughter, Shay?
How's she doing? She's doing great. She's, I think she's like a month old now, I think. I don't even know. I'm not even sure.
I'm
so glad you don't count in weeks.
Congratulations,
thank you.
I know, because people, I have to stop myself from doing that as a newer parent of twins myself, where you want to, like, people like, when you talk to parents, how old is your kid? He's 57 weeks.
Yeah,
and you're like, what? So he's out of med school?
It's very annoying.
57 weeks exactly?
That's
14?
Do you know the percentiles of your child yet?
You know what? My first child, my daughter Sienna, was, yes, I learned them, height-wise, she's off the map. They literally said she's like 105%.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't really know where that's coming from, because my wife is not that tall, but we have no height in my family.
But definitely width. And I will say this about Kevin James as well. Lots of fat jokes about Kevin James. Kevin James is a big athletic guy. Oh, maybe you got a couple pounds on you that you didn't have in high school, but not a fat guy.
No, an athletic guy. Well, I appreciate that, Adam. I do.
It's true.
I do. But I got on Sandler about it in the movie. I said, we started counting. I go, are you kidding me? I just said, this is crazy. But it's tough because I've made a career off that. And I don't mind a fat joke. I honestly don't. When it's a good fat joke, I'm all over it. It's just when when they're weak.
I know there's 120 fat jokes about Kevin James, and Kevin James, I would put you, I would make you the mayor of Huskyville. I would never call you fat.
I'm in the tough skins, and I'm definitely
Tuskins. Right.
Right, I like that. I like that. I'll take that.
The new mayor, move over. Let's see, who's another Husky guy?
I don't know. You know,
over, John Favreau. There's a new mayor of Huskyville, and his name is Kevin James.
Have you seen Favreau lately?
He's
by the
bloated
way?
Up a bit.
Favreau
lost unbelievable amounts.
Oh, he lost.
Oh, he did.
Last time I saw him, he was big. He looks like Swingers again.
What?
You're kidding?
Wow.
No, pissed me off. Yeah.
Did Vince Vaughn then gain it?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Vaughn's looking good, too. They're both looking good.
You know who's the greatest fat guy alive is Kevin Smith, because his body gets fatter by the day, but his head stays the same size, and he grows a beard and stuff. So when he puts a shirt on, he looks like a regular guy, except for he's 5'9", 280 pounds, except for his head looks like it's on the pound on the body of a 180-pound guy. I hate that.
Yeah. It's very difficult, man, being a fat guy like me. It really is, because you do. You go things with, like, let me go with a beard and try different things and distract. You create little rodeo clowns on your body. You go with a big jersey, or you go, hey, I'm just into sports, or untucked. And, you know, it's a mess.
Oh, well, you look good. I got to tell you, your frame carries it well. And
I got a Partridge Family lunchbox full of chemicals that could shred you out in 6 weeks, man.
Kevin, I got a question for you. Enjoyed the, and by the way, Kevin's a genius because not only was I saying that, you know, he's worked out his career, but he's hanging out with Adam Sandler and Ray Romano, two pretty good guys on the TV end of things and on the feature end of things. And I much enjoyed, I think it was the HBO show that followed you and Ray trying to make the...
Trying to make the cut at Pebble Beach, yeah.
Right. Is that going to go on? Now, that was, what, a couple years old?
Yeah, that was a couple years ago.
It was an interesting sort of behind-the-scenes glimpse about how competitive the guys were, and it showed the wife and the family and the home side. And it was, I don't know what was so compelling about it, but it was very compelling. Are you guys going to do another one of those?
You know, I would love to one day down the road do that again with Ray, but it's the truth. We do get very competitive with that stuff, and, you know, people just see us from the sitcom world and think it's all great, but I hate him on a golf course. I really do hate him.
And can I speak about Jessica Biel for just a second?
Please do.
Because I am I rarely TiVo commercials, but when the commercial I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry comes on, and they were very smart. They put Jessica Biel in a set of panties greased up, and then she turns around. I dive for the TiVo and pause it. She has the best posture of any person I've ever met. And possibly the best bones of any person I've ever met.
She's an unbelievable structure. She really is. It's incredible.
Like, how striking is she in real life?
She is so striking. Every time she would be on camera with me, automatically I'm 43% uglier. It just happens right away.
Did you have love scenes with her?
I did, but they weren't filmed, and then security took me out. So I don't know what you would call
it. Some people might call it harassment. I'm not sure.
You may go with that. No, I didn't have anything. Adam had all, of course, you got to go with the money there. He had it, but she was just unbelievable. And what's so amazing about her is you don't forget about her body, but because she's so cool, she'll just kind of blend in, and you're hanging out and talking, and she's like one of the guys, literally, in there, hanging, joking, laughing, and then you look over at Sandler, and you go, oh, look at that body, at Sandler, you go, nothing, and then you look at Biel, and you go, holy crap, you know, you go, geez, it's just amazing.
And she walks with her shoulder blades touching. They're actually, shoulders are pulled. I don't know if she's got a new Pilates instructor. I don't know if she just won the lottery.
She's
prouder than any. She walks.
Yeah.
I walk sort of rolled over, staring at my feet, and she walks like her shoulder blades are touching.
Yeah. It's so rough to be near her. Honestly, for that reason, that it just I look so bad. You know, everything, my skin is bad. I'm breaking out. Every angle where you go, oh great, I got hair here. Oh, this is great. This is everything. She just looks so perfect, and she smells good. And we're like, geez.
Who's she dating? Is she dating Justin Timberlake
now? I guess. Yeah.
Did he come to the set?
He didn't come to the set. No, we haven't seen him. No, we wrapped a while ago, so.
Yeah.
That's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, they may have started dating after.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It's funny when there's a really hot chick and she's dating a guy and you deem the guy acceptable, but you don't want to. You go, who's she dating? some 50-year-old producer who's feeding her the nose candy? No, she's going with Justin Timberlake and you go, okay.
Yeah. He's okay.
I'll give him a pass.
I'll just kick his ass the second
I'll
see him.
I'll accept this one.
Yeah,
this
if she found out that Carolla and Kevin James gave her the thumbs down, she'd have to immediately break things off with Timberlake.
That control we have over her.
James, Kevin James, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry out this Friday.
That's even a little pun right there. Out.
Out. Oh, yeah. That's good. That's yeah.
Right coming out Friday.
Out this Friday.
Way to go, bud.
It looks, what I do around here, man. That's my whole job.
He's not all looks.
It looks it looks funny, and I wish you luck. And come see us in studio, Kevin.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank
I really
you.
Thank you.
Good times. Kevin James, everybody.
He's charming.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. Well, but you know what? Why not be nice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I met, like I said, Kevin and Sandler were over at Kimmel's place, not his house, but his theater on Friday doing this pre-taped whatever. And I hadn't seen either one of them in a while. And I went to the dressing room to say hi, where everyone had sort of congregated when I was doing the show on Friday. And I walked in. And Sandler, one of the nicest guys in the world, met him 5 times. And he's always, hey, Adam, how you doing? Good, blah, 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 blah. And I thought, oh, what a nice guy. And Kevin, same way. And then I walked away, and I had a great taste in my mouth. And and I thought, yeah, why not be nice?
Yeah. No, that's...
Why not? You make a bunch of money. You have a hot wife. You have a ton of money in the bank. You're playing golf with Ray Romano. You're shooting the breeze with Adam Sandler and Jessica Biel.
Be nice.
Be nice.
Yeah, that's kind of a motto.
Yeah, you look at a Michael Richards and you think, what are you mad at?
Well, and it's this thing, too, where, you know, somebody who hasn't slept in a week and is going through a divorce and is getting fired, and they snap at the waiter or something,
yeah.
And then you pull the waiter aside and you go, hey, listen, I want to apologize for Bonaducci, but he's going through kind of a time, and that's why he snapped. All right, and then people understand. Okay, I understand. He's going through a rough patch. I understand. That's why. Well, do the math. Same token, when everything's going great,
be nice.
Be nice. Yeah. Your foot's not caught in a bear trap while you're being served papers. You know what I mean? Be nice.
I would like not to gloss over, though, the unbridled passion you showed for Miss Beals.
I must say, not only is her, it's weird
posture
because
posture and bone structure. Who says that?
Well, she's so good.
Who doesn't say Hooters an ass?
He's so good looking. And by the way, that was the name of my first morning team.
Hooters ass.
Really? Posture and bone structure.
Posture and bone structure.
And the nudge.
And the nudge. And donkey boy. No, Jessica Biel's one of these people where you look at her face and you go, wow, this is a beautiful. And then you look down and you go, holy crap, look at that body. And then you look back up at her face and you can't decide which is better.
Yeah.
And again, she started hitting the gym. Hitting the gym not only gets your body in shape, but it makes you want to walk around like you hit the gym. And every time I see her going down the red carpet, her shoulder blades are touching together. She's like, ba-ba, here I am. And she's... And then she's in her underpants half this movie, or at least according to the commercials, and just looks spectacular. I just can't.
You made her sound like a superhero, Miss Underoo.
Well, it depends. It's also what you're into, too, because I'm not into the Pam Anderson.
No.
Female impersonators.
Is anybody really into that anymore?
Yes, a lot of stupid guys are into that sort of drawn on eyebrows and huge fake boobs and, again, female impersonators. Right. They look like females impersonating females.
They look like skinny versions of Divine from the John Waters
movies. Right. All right, we need to take a break. T.
Yes.
T's the news, baby doll.
Oh, Trump is back in the news, and it's delightful. He's got a new version of his old show.
Smoking sucks.
It does not suck. And Victoria Beckham's reality show was last night. I'll have some clips for you.
I caught about 10 minutes of her just poolside. It was just like a pair of fake boobs, spray tanned orange on a mop handle by the poolside. And these people always surround themselves where they go, this is my hairdresser, and this is my publicist, and these are my lap dogs. It's the same thing Paula Abdul does. They have an entourage of people that are either on the payroll or waiting to be fed.
Right.
And thus, nobody going, hey, dude, you look gay in those. Or, what the hell? You know what I mean? You need guys from the old neighborhood. You need girls from the old neighborhood keeping you grounded. When everyone around you is on the payroll, then you walk out and you go, what do you think of this dress? Everyone goes, you look awesome, boss. You look great, boss. And then you go, what do you think? Whose fault was that accident? And they go, not yours, boss. Not yours, boss. And then you start to spin out. You become Howard Hughes.
Nice tracksuit, Adam.
Thanks, boss.
I like that hat.
We'll take a quick break. Be back with the news next.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
It's going to be the hottest summer yet.
The Adam Carolla Show.
97.1 KLSX. Free FM. Just like the flocks of Midwestern co-eds that invade L.A. every summer.
Where are we?
97.1 Free FM wants to be on TV. And just like those chicks, we need a sugar daddy to get us there. That's where you come in. This July, show us your free on TV.
Talk is cheap.
Get our 97.1 Free FM logo on TV, and we might give you $971. You see, you work, we pay.
Ah, yes, money.
Go to 971freefm.com and print the 97.1 logo, and we'll tell you where to send the video or pictures of you pimping us on TV.
Now you get your ass out there.
Show us your free on TV. From 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Let me tell you a little bit about Earl Scheib. You know him as Earl Scheib. Well, he's actually Earl Scheib Paint and Body. They just don't do paint jobs. Although, they do paint jobs that start at $259.95. Just go to carpainting.com for this month's specials and the Earl Scheib Paint and Body near you. Let's see. If you've got those little dings and dents in your car, which I hate, but I refuse to drive a car that I'm afraid to park near where I want to be. Like, I have a car that's so cool, I have to park a mile away from where I want to be so nobody will ding me or take up two spots. I'll do that. I park where I want to park, and if I get those little dings, I wait till there's enough of them, and I'll take them to Earl Scheib Paint and Body. They're cheap. Well, cheap is the wrong word. What the hell? They're cheap. Inexpensive is a better word, but, you know, I'm easy. 36 locations in Southern California, which means there's over a billion worldwide. Go to Earl Scheib near you. It's easy to get to. If you want the original Dodger blue, Earl Scheib Paint and Body is the only place you can get it. That's right, the official blue, the Dodger blue, for your car or truck. I did my GGO there. It was awesome. I wouldn't let anybody touch that car. Check out carpainting.com for an Earl Scheib Paint and Body near you.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
If you're trying to overcome weak or short-lived erections without success, Boston Medical Group has the answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barry Buffman, one of the doctors of Boston Medical Group. Most of my patients have tried Viagra or similar products with little success. In less than an hour, I can demonstrate how simple and effective a real solution can be.
Approximately half of the men who try the common ED pills don't get consistent results, and the benefits of herbal or over-the-counter supplements are far less predictable. So if these pills are not helping you, don't despair. Boston Medical Group's proprietary treatment is personalized to suit your individual need and expectation. Don't let weak or short-lived erections affect your relationship for another day. Call 866-SEX-FOR-LIFE for a private and confidential appointment. That's 866-SEX, the number 4, LIFE. You can restore your sexual confidence from just one visit. Call 866-SEX, the number 4, LIFE, or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Been waiting to get your best deal on a new car? Well, that time is now at Santa Monica Subaru. Because of factory-to-dealer incentives, this is the best chance you'll get into a brand-new Subaru. So come on! Don't you owe yourself a truly quality vehicle at a great price? Hurry into Santa Monica Subaru today. Save on all Subaru Imprezas, Legacies, Outbacks, Foresters, and Tribecas. Right now, take advantage of up to $2,000 customer cashback. Wow. Low APR finance rates and truly some amazing lease offers. Safety has never been so affordable. Been waiting for your best time to get your best deal on a brand new car? Well, that time is now at Santa Monica Subaru. These offers absolutely end April 2nd, so hurry into Santa Monica Subaru today for the best offer and the best selection. Just 13 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard, online at santamonica.subaru.com, or call them 877-BUY-SUBARU, 877-BUY-SUBARU.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. Each year around this time, I start thinking about summer. Hot days, warm nights. There's nothing quite like Southern California. Where are you planning to go this summer? More importantly, what will you be driving? We're kicking off summer with hot deals on our entire inventory of BMWs and Minis. Our huge selection can't be beat, and neither will our wholesale district prices. For example, come down before July 2nd and lease a 2007 328i automatic for just $298 a month, plus tax for 36 months, $4588 to start, 10,000 miles per year. That's just $298 a month for a 2007 328i. Kick off your summer by driving home in your new BMW or Mini today. Call 800-800-NICK for details and directions, or visit us on the web at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located all of Southern California in the wholesale district, and we offer free flatbed pickup and delivery for all factory scheduled maintenance. That's 800-800-NICK, and remember, Nick can't say no.
KLSX, Free FM, where middays are all about Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
And now, the Adam Carolla Show presents the Blowhard of the Week.
I run myself ragged. I make money for all of these people. And now I'm expected to pay to have more jewelry made for me.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am.
Not only do you shamelessly ask for gifts, but insist that you are one yourself. That's why you, Paula Abdul, are the Adam Carolla Show's Blowhard of the Week.
Wow. She is one of these, just the person we were talking about before we went to break. Everyone around her is on the payroll, and then there's the four lap dogs, and she immediately breaks into the 9-year-old voice when she, come in, Doogie, Doogie, come in, Doogie. There is something wrong with any woman over 40 who doesn't have kids, but instead fills that void with a bunch of lap dogs who she turns into children.
I have cats.
Oh, man.
I have a boyfriend now.
That's right. T.
Yes.
The news.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Mr. Fluffy is not going to be happy with this.
Tease me.
Tori Bowen was a 21-year-old student. Mm-hmm. She was at the University of Nebraska in 2004. When she says that she was raped by an older man while she was either too drunk to fend him off or to consent to sex.
Mm-hmm.
There's some chance she's too drunk to remember exactly what happened. But this case got very interesting because it had to go to retrial. And the first trial, the jury could not return a verdict. So at a pretrial hearing for the retrial, the judge ordered all the witnesses, including Tori Bowen, to avoid certain words, including the word rape.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge made her sign a written order that compels her to avoid words, including rape and victim. And here is what Tori has to say about the judge's ruling.
I refuse to call it sex or any other word that I'm supposed to say, encouraged to say on the stand, because to me that's committing perjury. What happened to me was rape. It was not sex.
I say they do a sort of Bob Eubanks game show where they replace it with Whoopi.
So when it comes up, just say,
he made Whoopi on me, Your Honor.
Do you mean Goldberg, though? Because that's gross. He made Whoopi Goldberg right on top of me?
I was thinking of the wrestler, and I was thinking how gross it would be if Goldberg the wrestler made Whoopi on you.
No, I was just laying there, man. He made Whoopi
on Whoopi.
Me.
Can't say rape.
Well, I think this case is going to be getting a lot of talk, because I hadn't heard of a case like this.
Well, at least in California, if you're intoxicated and you have sex, it could be rape because you can't consent.
Yeah.
Right.
It's obviously very confusing for people in that moment.
I have been being raped constantly since 90, and I didn't even know it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, right, because you couldn't legally consent.
Dude, I'm pissed.
Well, here is what the father of the alleged rape victim has to say about some of the other words she cannot use.
call it sex. She couldn't use the word rape. She couldn't use the word victim. She couldn't use the word sexual assault kit.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see.
Is that Knight Rider's car?
Kit, sexual assault kit?
Yes.
I don't remember that version of the show.
Well, maybe it was just Kit.
Yes, I think it might have been just
I assume Kit was the last name and sexual assault was the first name. I assumed.
S.A. Kit.
That's right.
Well,
no?
Kind of like CSI.
Right.
S.A. Kit. And they just chopped it down.
We're laughing, but Kit has vehicular AIDS and is in a hospice. In a hospice as we speak, so probably.
Just trying to keep Kit comfortable.
Let's move on. He had a threesome with a golf cart.
Axel works.
Not at all how I thought this conversation was going to go.
Mm.
Now, here's a happier story about a young woman, a 20-year-old woman, much happier story.
Mm.
Jessica Osborne is a waitress at a Pizza Hut in Angola, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
She got a $10,000 tip toward her college education. She used to wait on a family. They were regulars. They always requested her. And I guess she confided to them that she was having trouble paying for school.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave her the money. The family had an education fund they set up after the death of someone in their family. Here, Jessica explains what happened.
They were moving out of state the next day, and they came in to see me because I was closing Pizza Hut that night. And they actually ordered their dinner. I put the order in, and she handed me the check. I told her I couldn't accept it, and I was crying. I was at a loss of breath, and she told me I would accept it, and I told her I didn't know how to thank her, and she just told me the only way I could thank her was to finish college and to continue to bless people throughout my life like she had blessed me.
They baked it into a pizzone, so it was a surprise.
No.
I think that's the thing. If you don't know how to thank someone who just gave you 10 grand, then you really do need that money for college. If the first thing that strikes you is, I just don't have the words, then you really need to go to college. They're thank and you.
Who eats at a Pizza Hut who has an extra 10 grand rolling around? To give away to a waitress.
That's funny. I was thinking, where is this? It's
in Indiana.
First of all, if you're a waitress at a Pizza Hut in Indiana, how much does your life suck?
Medium.
Really?
Well, it's a relative thing because you're living amongst other people that live in Indiana who have crappy jobs.
She's in school. She's working her way.
She's in school. Yeah, she could be a
she's
Hoosier.
She's working her way through college by working at Pizza Hut in Indiana.
I worked at Houlihan's. That
was
so bad.
It's a Southern California.
It was pretty awful.
Well, assistant manager of Black Angus right here, lady.
Oh, yeah.
I used to clean the carpets of Pizza Huts, and it was the most pathetic gig in the world because...
But we were warm, damn you!
We got $6.50 an hour, so when you would go clean a Pizza Hut, the Pizza Hut took about an hour. So the boss who ripped us off very consistently realized even he had his own boundaries. Like, he was not going to send somebody in a van to drive from Van Nuys to Pasadena to clean one Pizza Hut for $6.50,
right,
then take the taxes out, not pay them for traveling time, and essentially have you make $5 for an evening's work. So he had things called $10 minimums. He was a very generous man. A Pizza Hut was a $10 minimum because it only took you about an hour, but you got $10. He was being fair. So the greatest gig you could get when I was cleaning carpets was there were two Pizza Huts, one in like Pasadena and the other one in like Eagle Rock, and you could go clean them both, make your $20, and only be out of your house 6 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. It was huge. $10 minimum over at Pizza Hut.
Well, you know who never worked at an Olive Garden, a Pizza Hut, a Red Lobster, a Houlihan's, or any of the above is Donald Trump.
I believe you.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing, but I assume he did not. Well, he has the show The Apprentice, and for a moment it looked like it wasn't going to come back. Now, he's announced that there's going to be a new twist.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really, you know, he's not one to toot his own horn.
No.
No.
But here he is talking about Celebrity Apprentice.
Everybody wants to be on the show. I've been called like incessantly in the last hour.
Sure.
And I have been called by so many people. I'm not saying it's Tom Cruise. I'm not saying.
No.
But I will tell you some very good name character celebrities.
Mr.
And they really
Faustino.
Want to be on the show. It's going to be very easy to fit.
Welcome aboard. You do not suck.
Garrett Dub, you do not suck.
Yeah, big time celebrities. Because listen, I know how this town works. Agents are lining up to have their celebrities, big name celebrities, successful celebrities in features and in television get yelled at by Trump.
Yeah. Hey, Richard, if you're listening, I hope you are on the phone already, okay? Booking me that gig.
That's your agent?
Yeah.
Oh, Victoria Beckham's show was on last night on NBC. It was supposed to be a series, and it was demoted to a special. Victoria Beckham, Coming to America.
Yeah.
What does Victoria Beckham want in, what is she looking for in a personal assistant?
Mm.
The most important thing I'm looking for in a personal assistant is someone that's professional. She can't be too good looking. She can't be too thin. It's all got to be about me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that actually seems reasonable to me.
It does.
Yeah. My wife did that.
Honest, but...
Yeah.
Not personal assistant, but nanny. I actually heard her on the phone when Isabella was born, and I had a TV show and a radio show. And I heard her end the sentence with, when she was hiring her first ever living nanny, she said at the end, "And I want the ugliest, oldest, fattest one you've got."
Wow. Really?
Yep.
I hope
she
the nanny
said
didn't
that.
Know that she was cast based on that.
Didn't matter. I'd have boned her anyway.
You know, smart strategy.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
Yeah?
And I'm going to do...
You might even want to go male.
Mmm.
The thing is that when...
Smart. Okay, so here's what you do. You need yourself a nanny, a personal assistant, or what have you. You go ahead and get the fattest, ugliest, scariest male you can find.
Right.
And then make sure your wife walks through the front door while you have this guy bent over something, going to town on him. She then sees this, fires him, and yells never again, and replaces him with a hot, young, Swedish college student. Female, of course. Doing the math.
Right, of course.
This guy's got it bad for heavy-set dudes. I'm going to get a very waify, young,
Nord.
Beautiful Nord.
Viking.
Viking chick in here. So you take one
you
for the team.
The Nord. Yeah, oh, no, I'm with you.
Smart.
Believe me.
I got
smart.
It. Yeah, Wiley.
Yeah, Kyle.
You're like the coyote,
I'm
going
to need you. I need you to see over at the house.
Who screens these calls?
Phone screener Kyle?
Yes. He'd work nicely.
Yeah, no, I'd work.
Let's just listen to one more clip before we end. Our own Perez Hilton, he has a website, an entertainment gossip website. We've had him on the show many times. Sometimes he says very unkind things about celebrities. And on this show, Victoria Beckham got angry and upset by what he said about her. You know, he drew little alien antlers on her head. So she decided she was going to straighten him out in a scene that looked suspiciously cooked, where she shows up at the coffee shop where Perez Hilton works, and they have an exchange.
Sure.
Okay, so what about some of the names that you've called me?
I think I may have called you an alien.
Really?
Or...
Yeah.
Robot with really big boobs. With no feelings.
Do they look
with
that
no
big?
Feelings.
Do they seriously? Do they look that what? Big to you? Do they really? No, really.
Well, they're kind of squished in today.
Oh.
Are you wearing a bra?
They're not that big in the flesh. Are they not that big in the flesh?
Again, we're living in a time where anybody can be sort of de facto hot, which is do not eat.
Right.
Spray yourself orange. Get your nose done. Get your teeth capped. And get some fake boobies. And then you will at least be a 7.5.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
You can be a creepy 7.5,
yeah.
But you get your nose right. You don't have an extra ounce on you. You're year-round tan, and you have a D cup. How bad? And you put yourself in a tight dress, and you walk fast. You're always going to look good crossing the street.
Yeah, absolutely. You put yourself in that little black dress with your fake hooters and your nice nose. You could look... like your face was in a blender.
Right.
You have the right haircut and you keep your head down, you're going to be a 7. That's a reasonable call.
I think she, not quite that, but sort of in the sense that she's just orange, doesn't eat, and has fake boobies. And probably did whatever to her teeth, and there you go.
Meanwhile, David Beckham gets to be the pretty one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the rich one. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that posh spice, that any spice would marry up?
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Tomorrow's news, today, Teresa Strasser.
We need to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, good news, gay walking. Ooh. Yes. This is the game where we gamble. Danny, do you owe Teresa $20 from last week?
Have I not paid you yet?
pay up.
Shocker.
Eat me, Corolla. That's the one thing. It's the one thing I do. That and be reasonably prompt. Oh,
now,
I only
wait
have
a minute.
Hundreds.
All right, we need to take the 100. Now you owe him $80. Well, actually,
like
we'll,
a bad deal.
We'll see what goes on today. Actually, because maybe Danny wins and you guys are even, or maybe T wins again, and you give her the $100 and she owes you 60. Either way, we'll work it out. Gay walking, we take our own pre-op, board op, gay bill, super ultra gay bill. We send him on the streets with a microphone. He talks to his gay brethren and gets answers, and we gamble on it. Sort of like jaywalking, but gay walking. See how clever we are? Next on the Adam Carolla Show. Oh, wait a minute. We have a tease, do we not, Bald Brian?
I hope so.
Let's hear it.
Let's hope this is it.
Who did Mr. T play in Rocky III? I know.
We all know, but do the gays know?
I don't know this one.
We'll take a quick break. Be back with the answer to that next.
There's more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser,
all right,
and Danny Bonaducci coming up.
The rest is clogged with malted hops and bong resin.
Works for me.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Talk Station. 93 FM.
You know, around here at 97.1 Free FM, we all enjoy a good beating to the face. That is, as long as we're not the ones with the bloody mug after the pounding. But all sadism aside, we love boxing. So we're giving away tickets to Hopkins versus Wright at Mandalay Bay, July 21st. Just go to 971freefm.com and enter to win a chance to see some of the red stuff fly all over the boxing ring. We're talking about blood, that is. This whole deal is powered by Mandalay Bay and the pugilists right here at 97.1 Free FM, the 15 Freeways FM talk station.
Wow, this is kind of wild. My Dr. Tadoff copy has changed so dramatically, I actually have to tell you stuff from it rather than my personal experience. Recently featured on the front page of the New York Times, the LA Times, and on CNN. You can watch for Dr. Tadoff on Dr. 90210 at the end of this month. You can see a laser tattoo removal treatment in action and get a feel for the great environment of Dr. Tadoff. Look for Dr. Tadoff at his booth. He's going to have that Dr. Tadoff booth at the Body Art Expo in Pomona on July 28th through the 22nd. You'll be able to sign up for all sorts of free stuff. Man, get a relationship with a tattoo artist, you'd think that the tattoo removal center would be hard on the artist. The artist likes it. The artist thinks it's a great idea because you can get some of the junk work you had done while you were drunk off your body. Go to Dr. Tadoff, get some of those ugly tattoos off. Either get them all removed, get the one you don't like anymore removed, get the team you don't root for removed, get the girl you don't bone anymore removed. God, that would be just so cool if Dr. Tadoff could just do that in life. Just remove the actual girl instead of just her name. That'd be bitching. Call Dr. Tadoff right now. I believe his number is 1-888-TATTOFF. That's TATTOFF.
For a car company to put one of their competitors' cars on their lot, they'd have to be crazy. For a car company to put two of their competitors' cars on their lot, they'd have to be Saturn. Introducing Saturn's side-by-side-by-side test drive. Featuring the 2007 Saturn Aura, the North American Car of the Year, against its two main competitors, the Honda Accord and Toyota Camry. Right now, for the first time ever, you can test drive all three in one place, your Saturn retailer. And see for yourself why we're willing to do what no one else will. Of course, you could spend all day driving around town to make the same comparisons, but that would just be crazy. Saturn side-by-side-by-side test drive. Featuring the 2007 Saturn Aura. Now get 1.9% APR financing for qualified buyers or $1,500 cash allowance. Rethink confidence. Rethink American. Saturn.
Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 9407. See retailer for details.
You know when summer really begins? I know you probably thought it was Memorial Day, but it's not. It's when the sparkling soda hits Tasty Freeze Soft Serve and creates one of the most refreshing, frothy treats on the planet, the Wiener Schnitzel Tasty Float. Well, consider it officially summer, because the new Tasty Floats are here, and the frothy goodness is here in three big ways. The Mountain Dew Float, the Strawberry Lemonade Float, and everyone's favorite, the Classic Root Beer Float, made with old-fashioned mug root beer. The new Tasty Floats from Wiener Schnitzel. A joyful fusion of effervescence that signifies the onset of summer. Come in and try one today. If you can't get to a Wiener Schnitzel right now, click open your browser and hit the Wiener Schnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. And if you're in the mood to sneak a snack after 9 p.m., stop in for a 79-cent original mustard dog or a 99-cent kids cone. And they're all only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're definitely pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time, only at participating locations.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies, and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau carb index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau beer taste index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste.
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call. Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. Every now and then, we send pre-op, board-op Bill out to the streets of West Hollywood to find out if gay men know as much about guy stuff as straight guys do. It's Gay Walking on the Adam Carolla Show.
I just went to go get my wallet. Got lost. Where's my wallet? Hey, Angie, throw my wallet in here, please. I want to pull out $20. I dipped it in beer so she could find it.
Oh, look, she's found it.
Yeah, she uses her nose. Thanks, baby doll. All right, so now I'm going to get my $20 out. We're doing a little gay walking, pre-op, board-op. Gay Bill went out, took the microphone. Now, we teased, I'm laughing, because we teased going out the question, we're going to ask gay guys straight questions and see if they can provide answers. Who played the nemesis in Rocky III?
Mr. T
played who?
Rocky III, was it?
Yeah.
Four, whichever one it was. We have the answer. I would have gambled on it, except for Dawson shouted out the answer in the hall, and I have too much integrity to do that. I want you to know that. So, what do we think? Do you guys think,
I would have said no, and they don't know.
I would have said don't know.
Don't know. Let's hear the answer.
Who did Mr. T play in Rocky III?
The black guy.
Oh. Dawson, by the way,
did
said...
Did you accept that?
Well, according to Dawson's logic, he was half right. The black guy. All right, I have my...
Who did he play?
I have my...
Clubber Lang.
I have my $20 out.
Danny's got mine.
I've got... I do. I have yours. Oh, that's good. I have yours right here and mine right here. Only because Starbucks didn't have change at 5 o'clock this morning, or I would have the money.
All right, so there's money on the line. Let's get started.
Gay walking. Gay. Bill wants to know if you know.
think I should know. You're homosexuals. It's time for gay walking, cause you are gay.
Rich Banks on vocals.
Yeah. Starting to dig that song, Teresa. I can see it.
It's happening.
All right. Let's get started with our first question.
Paul Newman plays the coach of the Chiefs in what hockey movie from the 70s?
Oh, hell no.
Hell to the no, you say?
No. I say yes.
Because he's Paul Newman?
It's the name of the, movie they're looking for in that question, correct?
Yeah.
Because for a second I got
well,
confused.
Well, no. Wait a minute. Slapshot's the name of the movie.
Right,
yeah,
sure
looking
is,
for
right.
the name of the movie.
Yeah,
the name
he'll
of the
know
team,
Slapshot.
Name of the team is the Chiefs.
Right. He'll know the name of the movie.
I say no. T says no.
Danny says
he does know the answer, Slapshot.
And the Hanson brothers and everything.
Do you
Let's
believe
hear
in
it.
Miracles?
Paul Newman plays the coach of the Chiefs in what hockey movie from the 70s?
I'm going to go with The Sting, but I might be wrong, so we'll see.
You might be gay. You might be gay is what you might be.
Don't be a hater.
Do you know how I base these?
Huh?
Do you know how I base these questions?
You.
On me. Yeah.
Right.
That's absolutely how I...
You're a gay guy who happens to like vagina.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you know that's exact... That's a quote from last night.
Wow.
Really?
It's like you're reading my mind. I was trying on Amy's
thing.
Pants.
Dante's so cute.
I was wearing Amy's pants. And she said, you look cuter than those than I do. I said, I'm a gay guy who likes vagina.
Yeah.
It's like you were in the room.
I know, but here's the thing, Danny. You do, here's the problem with this gay logic of yours.
Yeah.
Which is, you happen to need to know something about lots of things because you've done radio for a long time. And one thing about doing radio, especially morning radio, is you have to be sort of jack of all trades,
right.
master of none. You have to know a little bit about pop culture and a little
sure.
bit about the Middle East. So you have that. I feel like the gay life's a little more insulated than yours. And the
there's a battle going on right now in Fabluya.
That's right.
See, I combined them.
Great gay bar. Huh? Fabluya.
It's across from Fallujah.
We'll take us.
And Fubar.
We'll, so now T,
yeah.
one out of one. I'm one
That's
out of
right.
one. Danny, 0 for one. And let's keep it going.
What's the name of the drummer for Metallica?
Oh, please.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Now, what is it? Lars?
Ulrich? Lars.
Wait, Lars is the front guy, isn't he?
No.
I don't
That's
know.
James Hatfield.
And
right.
he's gay.
Is
no.
Somebody, who's gay then? The AC/DC guy?
Judas Priest guy?
Judas Priest guy's gay.
All right, we're all going no
Rob
on
Halford.
This. We're all going no on this one, right?
Brian, yeah. how'd you know that?
You're gay!
They were co-grand marshal of the same parade in Phoenix just a few months ago.
What kind of car?
Gay.
It is funny when they show... Like, it's the same thing that happened with the Village People only 10 years later. Like, you go, the Village People were gay? I remember when I found out.
Yeah.
And then you see a picture of them all dressed as Indians and bikers and stuff.
Cops.
And you go, oh, dear Lord. When you see Judas Priest pictures of Rob Halford from 1986, and he's wearing a leather studded chaps
right.
with a leather, you know, he's wearing the outfit that a dominatrix wears,
yeah.
essentially, with, you know, these gloves that go up to his elbows
right.
and his ass hanging out of the chaps. And you're like, probably could have done the gay math a few years earlier.
You know what? You're still kind of naive. In
yeah.
a way. They're dressed up as an Indian and a cop and a biker. There's no biker.
I know.
There was a leather man.
There's actually six guy.
No biker.
Who was just dressed as a glory hole. But that was actually fired before they released the first sound. Like,
and say you're adorable. A biker.
Well, glory hole went solo for a while.
One guy in the Village People was just dressed as a leather gay. He just,
yeah.
that's all he was.
Well, I didn't realize Freddie Mercury was gay.
Let's play some games.
So
all right. The overbite should have let you know
yeah.
all you need to know.
He cried all
right.
night for his fast fire,
so
too.
We all say no on
yeah,
this one.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
What's the name of the drummer for Metallica?
Want to help? Oh, I know Hetfield, but he's the lead singer. I don't know the drummer. Oh, Lars Ulrich.
Oh, dear God.
It's even weirder than I knew.
It
well,
is
first off, I like the idea that he changed... The guy's James Hatfield's name
Hetfield.
To Hetfield, which is sort of the gay version of the Flintstones.
Right. Hetfield's right.
Oh. Hetfield. But oh. he said like Hetfield. Well, let's hear it again. Let's see. Maybe
what's
me.
The name of the drummer for Metallica?
Well, I don't know. Want to help?
Oh, I know Hetfield, but he's the lead singer.
Hetfield.
Sound like Hetfield. Well, he's like, remember when the Flintstones would go, they changed the name, they put rock at the end of everybody. It'd always be Raquel Welch Rock or something like that. Did the gays do that? But put head in front of every name? No?
Yeah, a little.
Tom Head Cruz?
Rockhead Hudson?
We will now.
But I had a friend that looked something like you that I used to call Dash Riprock.
Ah, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, jet black hair, black eyebrows.
He was the good looking one.
Yes, he was, the movie star.
Wow. You want to talk about a curveball. We all went no on that one.
Yeah.
And we found the one gay Metallica fan in the United States. All right, so... 1 out of 2, 0 for 2 for Bonaducci, 1 out of 2 for the Ace Man. We continue.
Name one of the stars of The Great Escape.
Oh, gosh.
Absolutely, yes.
What, Steve McQueen?
Yeah.
Yep.
Scott Queen right there.
good point.
So did Queen, but you didn't know Freddie Mercury was gay. Had the
what
name
are you
right
going
there.
With,
I'm going yes.
All right. Oh, this is tough.
You go yes?
I'm going to say... Yes.
It's tough because one of the stars, it's pretty much Steve McQueen. I don't know if anyone's going to pick anyone else out in that movie. The other thing is the movie's 40 years old, not what you call a favorite, fan favorite amongst the gays. On the other hand, it always seems to pop up in commercials and things. It's very iconic.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with no. You guys have 2 yeses. I have a no. We got to this point last week. It was my time to assert myself, and I fell on my face.
You're going
to
might take the lead here.
Let's see.
Name one of the stars of The Great Escape.
Steve McQueen.
Ah! Damn you, gays. A second pox upon you. We know what the first one is.
Being too
be honest.
Wonderful. Being too delightful.
Being too fabulous.
Oh! But see, I was at the crossroads of greatness. This is what happened. Everyone folded, and I went all in. This happened to me right at this point last week. I had a chance to buck the system and move ahead. Now this.
Now
all right.
This.
So now what do we got? T 2 and 1.
2. Yeah. No. I'm. Yeah. That's right.
Danny is 1 and 2, and I'm 1 and 2. Yeah. All right. Let's keep pushing forward. Damn it.
What does the 6 in a V6 engine mean?
Well, this is tough.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get a handle on this because I'm a mechanic's daughter, so I'm all out of whack. What do you say, Danny?
You know what? I am tired of being your gay barometer, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's your gay yardstick. Every day she looks at me and she goes, what do you think, Danny?
He's
not
your
doing
gay,
it. I'm not your bitch.
Gay ruler that only goes up to 5.5?
Goes up to 12.
What do you think?
Don't even look at me.
All right, I'll go first. Okay. I'll go first. I will say, minus the joke answer.
Right.
I don't know how you qualify that, but if he gives a straight answer, the 6, the 6, he will know. I say yes, he knows the 6 stands for 6 cylinders.
You realize, of course, if he gives a straight answer, our game is ruined.
Yes, a good point. Yeah.
I smell a joke answer, too, but I think he'll know.
He goes no. Answer. Danny?
I say he'll know.
All right, we all go no's. Here we go.
What does the 6 in a V6 engine mean?
Horsepower.
No!
Well, at least we all got it wrong.
6 horsepower. A washing machine has 6 horsepower. Oh, you gays. You mock me, you gays, with your flagrant lack of gayness and knowledge of internal combustion engines. Oh, for Christ's sake.
Where are we now?
Yeah,
you're
2 and 2. I'm 1 and 3. Danny's a pathetic 1 and 3. I'm just a... but you're basically...
Right, 1 and 3.
I'm a pedestrian 1 and 3.
For me to lose right now? I think maybe
no,
it is.
No, breeder. We're going to keep playing till you lose.
All right.
I think you can lose.
I might be able to lose.
All right, here we go. What's next?
What kind of product does DeWalt make?
Wow.
Now, is the answer tools?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it would be tools. Although, I guess if he said cordless drill, we'd have to accept that.
That's
too.
A tool.
But yeah, anything in the tool.
If he says cordless drill, I'm going to build an altar to him. If he says, I was wondering, tools in general. They make belt sanders.
Well, sometimes it's weird because a guy may specifically have one tool and think that's all they do. Anyway.
I say he knows.
You say knows.
I say he'll know.
You say knows. You're a fine strategist, by the way, Bonaducci, because this is our last question.
Oh, it doesn't matter, does it?
No. Do you want to change it to doesn't know?
No. I can't win then no matter what.
I think you can, can't you?
None of us are good at math.
All right, I'm going with doesn't know, even though I think he probably does know. I'm going doesn't.
You just want to lose a little less than me?
It's my only shot of gaining one on Teresa, right?
Yeah, but not tying. You lose.
No, I think I could tie.
Teresa's up by one. Teresa's up by one off both of you. She has 2 points, you each have one.
Oh, I'm changing my answer.
I'm sorry, let me check with the judges. Too late. Brian Brandon
looks. Say there was mad in my.
All right. Teresa says.
You have a dazzled time machine, my friend.
Teresa says yes. We both say no, even though we think yes. But what can you do?
Come on, kids.
Here we go.
What kind of product does DeWalt make?
DeWalt? I don't know. I'm hoping it's mace.
I didn't know. How many questions was that?
Bit by your own gay snake. You see, you thought you knew, but you don't. Just when you think the gays know something, they don't.
They're wily.
That's what I love about them.
They are wily, those
gays.
The
wily, elusive gay.
I hate the tiebreakers because they don't involve usually skill.
Yeah.
You know, I hate that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Corolla goes retarded.
All right. Now,
I need that 20.
Now we're at a three-way. Three-way tie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. T, you won last week.
I'll call it a even for a real three-way.
Now, do you want to... all right, let's...
Would you like to take Danny's money or his offer?
T, I'll let you go first. Here we go.
Which is the gayest number, 1, 2, or 3?
Oh, man.
The gayest number.
Let's see. Well, 1 is obviously the loneliest number. Can it also be the most gay?
2 can be as sad as 1. It's the loneliest number since the number 1.
Mm-hmm. What about 3?
Mm-hmm.
3 can be as sad as 2 if you're the lady there and you are a Jew.
Give me a break.
This is surprisingly difficult. What is the gayest number, 1, 2, or 3? I'm going to say...
This is damn exciting stuff.
Well, it's difficult if you're you.
It's not.
If you
just
you light a cigar with 120 and wipe your ass with another simultaneously, like the Ace Man over here, then
I'm going to say 2 is the gayest number.
2. All right.
I'm going to say 3 is the gayest number.
I'm going to go with 3 as well. See how it feels, Danny? All right. So I have 1.
I can't believe I'm going to lose on the basis of this.
You have 2. Well, we finished. We tied. You happen to get one right earlier than us, but
it's
it doesn't make a difference.
Just
all right. Teresa's 2.
Every girl says that. It just feels different.
Danny takes 3. I think 3 seems good. I got 1. De facto 1. Let's see what the answer is.
Which is the gayest number, 1, 2, or 3?
3. 3 is fun.
Yes, yeah. Bonaducci.
Can you give him $20? Oh,
yes,
no,
I can. There.
Oh, we're even.
There. You should keep your money. What? I just paid for Teresa.
No, wait a minute. You won.
Right. So here, give that to me.
You had 3.
And there's your $20.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
That
wasn't
satisfying at all. All I know is Danny won.
Right.
Teresa got her 20.
Yeah.
And I'm out 20 for another week. All right. Hey, kids, if you're listening, cat food tonight for dinner.
Sorry. Because you are gay.
I could never figure out that it was all over the 70s where people are eating dog food. Danny and I remember the sitcoms back in the day where it was like someone is eating cat food or dog food. And there were like real stories. This elderly woman is forced to eat dog food because she doesn't have enough money. And even though I was 9, I realized that a can of Vandy Camp's hash was 59 cents. And a can of cat food was 59 cents. And a can of tuna was 59 cents. And I thought... Why are you buying the cat food when you could buy the tuna, the top ramen, and the Vandy Camp's hash for the same price?
You know, that's funny that you say, because I realized that at the same age too, except with corned beef hash.
Yeah,
a can of corned beef hash because my dad was
saying.
Yeah. Why is the crazy lady eating canned food? Why are we supposed to feel so bad for
Maybe
her?
Maybe she's a shut-in.
Now, from a nutritional standpoint, the corned beef hash, the exact same nutritionally.
Yeah, this is amazing.
As that. Yes. Thank you, Paul Bryan. Where were we? Gay walking. Yeah. There you go. All right. So, Teresa, I'm going to need you to choke on that 20.
Yeah.
We need to take ourselves a break. Ah. We need a new phone screener.
Yeah, this is a real thing. I mean, we're losing beloved phone screener Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to work for your friend Jimmy Kimmel.
We're going to break down. I got to fire a call screener.
Stolen from us.
Yeah, Kimmel is cherry-picked our show. He's working over at Kimmel full-time. About 2 months ago, Kimmel said to me, "Who's your crappiest employee?" I said, "Kyle." He said, "I'll take him." And now, no, he said, "Who's the best and the brightest you have?" And I said, "Phone screener Kyle."
We love him.
And he's now going over to Kimmel to work full time. We need a phone screener. Who's it going to be? What are your qualifications? We're going to hire somebody. 866-901-ADAM. Call us. Tell us your qualifications next. We carry a switchblade.
Teresa Strasser.
All right.
Danny Bonaduce.
We're getting housed here, guys.
Coming up on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, folks, it's Eric for Larry Flint's Hustler Casino Los Angeles, and I have exciting news for people who like to play Vegas video poker but also like the competition of playing face-to-face. Hustler Casino now has Fast Deal Poker. Fast Deal Poker is video poker and live poker combined. It's a great game where you sit at a poker table, but instead of having real chips and cards, you have your own screen with virtual cards that only you can see. And in the center of the table is a common screen that everyone sees. New players love it because they can't make mistakes. The game prompts players on how to play. Seasoned players love it because the pace of the game is brisk and more hands can be played. Stop by anytime and check out this fast and exciting addition to Hustler Casino. Fast Deal Poker, video poker, and live poker combined. Open 24/7 every day at Redondo Beach Boulevard in Vermont. Just 15 minutes south of Staples Center in Gardena. Visit HustlerCasinoLA.com. That's HustlerCasinoLA.com.
Are you facing mortgage madness? Is your balance increasing? Are your credit cards going out of control? Is your property value going down? Hi, I'm John Uribe with Homefront Mortgage, and I can help you relieve that madness. Every other lender is giving you bad news daily. Killing programs, changing guidelines. We're rolling out new products every single day. Right now, we can help you finance with our new 100% hybrid loan. And on our 30-year loan, we can go up to 100% of your property's value. If you're looking for a 30-year fixed loan due in 30 years, we have the loan for you. Even if your FICO score is as low as 500 and you have mortgage lates, our 30-year fixed mortgage program will help you relieve the madness. If you have a neg am, an interest only, or an option arm, this is the loan for you. At Homefront Mortgage, we are a bank. We are a direct lender. Call me, John Uribe, at Homefront Mortgage at 800-848-8301. That's 800-848-8301. Homefront Mortgage, 800-848-8301.
Homefront Mortgage, broker license number 01232781.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by the Melting Pot. Dip into something different.
All right, it's Danny for Travel Worm. These guys rock totally. Here's their phone number, 1-888-321-WORM. That's 1-888-321-WORM. I'm going to give it to you one more time because they can really help you out if you're traveling. 1-888-321-WORM. Offering the best rates you can find. Their website is easy to find, too. It's travelworm.com, travelworm.com. You want to go to the Palms with our friends, the Maloofs, that are so cool. The Palms Casino Resort, free night in Vegas. The El Cortez Hotel and Casino, free night. Let's see. If you want to go to the Hawaiian Islands, the Royal Lahaina Resort in Maui, where I stayed, which was even cool, to the part I don't remember. Awesome, and you get a free night there. Orlando, free night at the Bahama Bay Resort. Laughlin, Nevada, free night at their, a free upgrade, rather, at the Golden Nugget. You just can't go wrong. Get a hold of Travel Worm. They've got it in Reno. It's either free nights, free upgrades, free something, or just, you know, they don't put on here just how much money you save them. I'm broadcasting from Atlanta on Friday morning because I got a gig there. And they saved me like $400. You know, they just saved you the money. I didn't ask for free anything. I just said, save me as much money as you can. They saved me $400. Go to travelworm.com.
Oh.
Okay, then why don't you begin?
I was on campus telling a guy about the great deals during the 2007 Honda summer clearance event, and he was like, whoa, thanks, Honda guy, and I was like,
I sell Hondas, it's my job to be helpful,
and next thing I know, I'm helping him steal a rival school's mascot.
Did you tell him to visit SoCalHonda.com for more info?
No, I was trying to outrun six football players with a 70-pound warthog under one arm and a stack of civic brochures under the other.
That happens.
Your warthog's chewing on my boot, Keith.
First of all, he's not my warthog. Secondly, do not make eye contact with him.
Join us next time for another super exciting, helpful story. And for the inside scoop on all the great deals, see your SoCal Honda dealer.
The 2007 Honda clearance. I'm Mr. Opportunity. I'm back. And I'm knocking.
Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Hey, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas at a resort? And what about you don't have to pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of the celebration of Las Vegas's five-star resort, Tahiti Village. Tahiti Village wants you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic, and showcase their newest resort in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. Get down to Vegas for the time of your life. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 888-70-VEGAS, right now. Oh, and as an added bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can you say high roller treatment, baby? So call 888-70-VEGAS for all the exciting details and other fantastic offers. That's 888-70-VEGAS. Call now.
You worked hard to buy your new home. Remember how great it felt to walk into your home for the first time? You have great memories there. But today, there are issues with your mortgage. If you have an out-of-control adjustable rate or a negatively amortized loan, Peak has a remedy for you. If you've received a rate increase, your principal is higher now than a year ago, or you just want a lower payment, Peak Finance will offer you programs that banks and other lenders don't want you to know about. With Peak Finance's new Solutions Program, we can save you from any bad loan. That's what Peak Finance does. We're here to provide you with choices and a way to stay in your home that may even reduce your payments. Peak Finance Specialists will provide answers and solutions that will work now. They will also help you plan your financial future. Call Peak Finance for more information on our new Solutions Program. 866-619-PEAK. That's 866-619-PEAK. Keep your memories and your assets. Call Peak Finance. 866-619-PEAK.
And we're back to the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. The bad news is we're losing Kyle the phone screener. The good news is you got a chance at the job. Right now we're going to interview some potential candidates for the phone screener availability. Want the job? Step one, pick up your phone and dial 866-901-ADAM. If you can do that, you have a step up on half of our listeners. Now back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kyle will be missed. He's such a sweet soul.
He is indeed.
He I was over doing Kimmel's show on Friday, and he was over there too. That's where Kyle's going to be full time, and he wanted to have a talk with me about leaving the show, and I'm the worst and the best guy to talk to simultaneously about leaving the show. One is, I don't give you the guilt. A lot of people do that. Wow. They make you feel weird about leaving.
Yeah, enjoy your health care over there at Kimmel.
Yeah, I guess we'll get by. I guess I could answer the phones and do the show every morning. I guess I could do. You know, I'm pretty handy with my feet. I guess I could answer. They kind of guilt you up a little bit.
No, it's okay. I gave you a chance. You were no. No, it's fine.
I'm not one of those guys, but that's the problem. I'm like, all right, hey. Good luck. And I realized it would be nice if it was a little more like, hey, we're going to miss you. Yeah. Hey, whatever. Kyle's a great guy, and we wish him well. And I just felt an intimate moment coming on between me and Kyle, and I just nixed it. I had a long day.
Well, it's a very actually inspiring story because Kyle, I don't know if you know this, Adam.
I think you do. Hit by a bus.
No, he was sitting in Sacramento doing construction, and you were kind of a hero of his. And he saw online that the Adam Carolla Show was looking for an intern, and he just picked up and left Sacramento. I think he was 20, and showed up here as an intern and making no money. And I think maybe sleeping on a cousin's floor or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then he was hired on here for whatever low price we pay. But he just took a chance and showed up here.
He was hit by a bus in Sacramento.
He followed his dreams.
Yes, he followed his dreams.
That's the point.
And now he's working for, you know, he worked for you, his idol. Now he's working on Kimmel and he'll have health insurance.
New idol.
Yes.
He doesn't give a rat's ass about us anymore.
All right, so he's moving on Friday. We need a new phone screener.
I'll tell you this, he's the first person to speak on an intimate level with me, and I thought, wow, this is the nicest guy. And he has never spoken to me since.
Well, I gave him the look.
Oh, is that what you did?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, I gave him that look.
And it's not an easy job.
Crosby?
Yeah. I'll get it with you, Danny. Don't worry.
Thank you, man.
You want to, can you type?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's see what, let me hear what you would sound like if you picked up the phone.
Adam Carolla, the show, this is Crosby.
Deep burp.
Was that a belch?
Yeah, no, that was my deep down tone voice.
Oh, okay. Let's try it again.
All right. Adam Carolla Show.
What was that?
Hold on. Does he smoke pot? What?
The good news is you're fired.
So we've got our choice between, there is no actual you. There's the deep voice you and then the raving gay you.
I just answered the phone.
All right. Crosby, do you smoke a lot of weed?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm getting good at this. Yeah.
And what do you do? What do you do now? Are you employed?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you do?
I sell canopies and banners and stuff for the action sports industry.
Huh?
He sells canopies and banners
in the action sports industry.
Yeah, for the surf contests and skate shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. All those demos and whatnot. And I manage a telemarketing firm, so it's not like I'm not comfortable on the phone.
You're used to telemarketing. All right.
I used to. I'm just saying. I'm just comfortable with phone.
Right. And how many words a minute do you type?
I don't know, 30, 40.
That's almost hunt and peck.
Oh, it is?
That's slow.
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
That's a record.
70, 80.
Yeah. Dude, his fingers are a blur like a Bruce Lee movie to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I got my degree in psychology, too, so I'll be able to see through the BS.
All right, Crosby, let's do a little role playing.
All right, talk to me.
I'll be calling up. You pick up the phone. Get a little dial going.
Dial tone. Adam Carolla Show.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling in for what can Adam complain about?
Yeah, what can't Adam complain about? So, what is it?
Yeah. The blue eyes. Shut up, Jason!
You're going to make some Frank Sinatra reference here? Are you going to bring this to the king? Is that it?
Hold on a second.
I can't deal.
Well, now it's tough because you put someone on the spot and they want to joke around. You know what I mean?
Can I put my two cents in? I would like a female. There's a lot of guys working here.
What about that? All right. Well, good. We have...
Or perhaps somebody that could enhance our ethnic diversity.
Kehlani...
What a hot white chick.
We do need a black. I mean, one of them. I mean, African. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Kalani?
How's it going, Adam?
What's going Danny? On? Oh, hold on a second. Here's our choices. Yeah. Crosby, Kalani, Greg, Arthur, Alan, and Kyle. Could be actually the same Kyle calling in from the room trying to win his job back. The point is, the point is we have no chicks.
I know.
Lined
Can
up.
I just say, this is an... It's hey,
where are the white women at?
Kyle, not only... It's not his job, but Kyle's not only the phone screener, but he gets in early because he's an excellent employee, and he helps me look up facts in the morning. I give him news assignments.
T, take this in the spirit
in which it's intended. I'm about
but
to be horribly offended.
You don't have the greatest track record with the ladies, do you?
I love Angie.
You do?
Yeah. All my best friends are women. I'm a girl's girl. I'm not a girl
you
that
are?
Hates other women.
Really?
Yeah. I know it doesn't seem like it, but I am. If you're one of my my girlfriends. Please call out. 866-901-ADAM. No, I have brunch with my girlfriends every Sunday night.
Both my wife and my girlfriend like her.
Yeah.
Which I just like saying.
Women like me.
You and Tracy Metro, thick as thieves.
I had one incident. She's more beast than woman.
Okay. Since I don't know who this bitch is, I'm going to take my friend Teresa's side.
All right. So
I love
both Amy and Gretchen. You do well with the ladies.
I do, yeah. Okay. And I'd like to help one out. He's starting out in journalism.
Me too. And then I'd like to promise you all sorts of empty promises of a show business career that I can't even achieve for myself.
What if the chick was hot and she was young and she was a young journalism student and she's helping you with the news one morning and you were getting your thing all going and she was like, gee, seems like you'd want to say something about the Al Gore story. And you're like, well,
listen, you little bitch.
I only have five. Is that where it would quickly distill down to?
Say this, and I don't want to get too fancy, but I think
she's 100 pounds.
I think,
I think it was Chaucer.
I think it was Chaucer who said, I don't play or hate, I celebrate.
Okay.
But it sure was Chaucer.
Donna?
Wasn't there an N in Chaucer's name?
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
Hey, Donna. What's up?
Donna, you call me Gina or Donna?
Donna?
This isn't a good start.
Yeah, my name is Donna. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Donna. We're well, Donna. Thank you.
Good.
What's the girl's name on the radio?
Oh, that's nice.
Heidi?
No, Heidi, I really want to talk to you guys. I really
Donna, my name's Heidi, and I'd like to know, do you have any experience working phones?
Yes, I'm on the phone right now.
She's got you there, Heidi.
You're right.
I used to be a receptionist.
Uh-huh. And you're on the phone as we speak.
Cool. Yeah, exactly. I'm on the phone. And my other phone is ringing right now.
And you're a big fan of the show?
I'm a big fan of you guys.
So you like Adam, Heidi, and Danny?
I just met Heidi, and she's super nice.
I am nice. What do I look like?
I don't know. I'm online and check you out.
Mm-hmm.
You just met me.
I know, but I could look for you on maybe the website.
Are you high?
You sound...
No, I'm not high. I don't get high right now.
Not right now.
Right now.
No,
right.
But, yeah,
not
till the
bracelet. I don't get high right now.
Not till the ankle bracelet comes off.
I don't get high anymore.
What happened?
She ran out of weed about 8 minutes ago.
Lost her kids.
Good job.
Uh-huh. Were they checked?
It was perfect for me.
Mm-hmm. What new job do you have?
I want to work for you guys.
Oh, well, I see.
You'll have to take a UA. That's a urine analysis. You'll have to pee in a cup.
Oh, that's no problem.
You have to pee in a cup every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I would do that for you guys. No problem.
Well, no, it's not a requirement of the job. It's just something I want.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, it's a personal thing. You don't mind, do you?
Well, can it go in a daisy cup or something?
Sure. Just checking.
Hey, Donna.
What?
How old are you?
Me? Can I lie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
21.
21. Uh-huh. And what's your driver's license say? What year were you born?
Oh, 1970.
All right. So it makes you 37?
No, it makes me 36.
All right.
Okay.
And you had a little problem with substance abuse at some point?
No.
No?
No.
I didn't. I got the job. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. What is veal and what is venison? I want a smart one.
Veal is the other kind of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Venison?
What do you mean the other kind of meat?
The other red meat.
No, I don't like eating veal. My family cooks it, and I don't eat it.
What is it?
What animal is veal? You know what? Honestly, I can't answer that question for you. I know it's meat.
All right. Hold on a second.
Wow.
I used to do this game on Loveline, veal or venison, and I mean, listen, again, far be it for me to agree with the terrorists, but we are getting so goddamn dumb in this country. I don't know if we're the dumbest sort of industrialized nation. I mean, obviously we're smarter than the folks that are living with the dirt floors in the crappy mud huts, but when you compare ourselves to Europe and Japan and parts like that, we must be the dumbest people on the planet. This woman is 36 and a half and does not know what veal is.
Well, let me ask her a question. Let me ask her a question. All right. She knows it.
What do you think the over-under on venison is?
Oh. What?
It's not looking good.
Donna, you know what venison is?
No, I told you I didn't.
Okay, how about this?
What?
Who was your favorite Spice Girl?
Oh, posh.
So okay, just wanted to know.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Do you think she knows who the current president is?
I think I rest my case.
It's George W. Bush.
Yes. Who fought in World War II?
French, the Germans, the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really the French.
Oh, yeah. My sister's proud!
Wow, that's sad.
Hey, Donna?
Yeah?
I've made a very good living following my instincts.
Uh-huh.
All right. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Oh, another woman is calling.
Veronica?
Yeah, that's all. All Veronicas are hot.
Yep.
Yeah, Veronica's
that's
hot.
That's true. I've not ever, not...
And they're nasty if you're going by Jughead.
Yes, yeah. I remember the Archies. Veronica?
Hi.
Oh, see?
She's right already there. Hot.
What do you got going?
What?
What's going on with you?
I'd like to be your phone screener.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because everyone else sounds like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So far,
all right, process of elimination.
Also, I would, add ethnic diversity because I'm Mexican.
Oh, and I love her even more. Are you bilingual?
The good news is you're
really?
Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you bisexual?
I guess.
Cool. Well,
can you tell us in Spanish? Can you tell us in Spanish how much you like the show?
Oh, great. Me encanta el show.
Mm-hmm.
Porque Danny is bien chistoso.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I got that part.
Eh?
And what about Heidi?
Y oigo que ella es muy guapa.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
Do you like Heidi?
She called you fat.
No.
Hey. She called me handsome. Guapo and gordo.
Wait, is your name's not really Heidi,
no.
Is it?
No. If you know it.
See, fan of the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
Veronica?
Yes?
How old are you?
26.
Level of education?
Some college.
Some college. Little junior college, perhaps.
Yeah.
All right. So be it. And what do you look like?
I don't know.
Is there
are you doing the math?
A celebrity you may resemble?
Well, I've been told, a Mexican celebrity?
Anybody.
Any celebrity.
I don't know.
Alejandra Guzman? I don't know. You know, I've actually never really
met
her. But that's, people are always like, oh, you look just like her, but I don't know.
Just say Salma Hayek, it made me happy.
Yes.
Oh, Salma Hayek, okay.
Okay, winner.
With a tan.
Mm-hmm.
I hear the phone's ringing.
Are you at work?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, where do you work now?
At a...
Company.
Company, yeah. Mm-hmm. Power parts company, I work in the accounting department.
Ah.
All right. Veronica?
Yeah?
Should we do a little role playing?
Sure.
Okay.
You can do this, Veronica.
Okay.
All right. You play the part of the lonely single woman. I'll play the part of the pizza delivery man. You ready?
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
That's going to
call. That's the porn movie, I'm sure.
Oh.
I'm going to call into the show. You ready?
All right.
Here we go. Brian's...
Oh, we got a new phone.
There we go.
Sounds like grunting.
Right? Don't make them think we're desperate over
right.
here.
Right, not on the first
time. My answer? No.
Yes.
Whenever.
Corolla show.
Hmm? Hey!
What's up?
Hey, man, I just want to say what's up and say a shout-out to Adam and Teresa and Danny.
Okay, I'll let them know you called.
Actually, that's a good answer.
That is a decent answer.
That's not a bad answer. Bad.
Can you type?
Yeah.
How many words a minute?
I don't know. I've never timed myself.
All right. And you are full-blown Mexican, so we can get some points from the EEOC?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I was born in North Hollywood.
Ooh.
And,
yeah, she's a
homegirl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you go to North Hollywood High?
No, I decided to go to Van Nuys High.
Ooh.
Mm.
Yeah.
From the frying pan into the fire.
Yeah, I was like, why would you pick that?
Friends.
That was the high school everybody was afraid of when I was growing up, Van Nuys High.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Veronica, how are you on the internet? Are you good at looking things up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love the news. I'm like, well, I listen to you guys to get my, my news.
Mm-hmm. So what's the hot story today?
Today?
Yeah, the hot story today in the news.
I don't know.
All right, hang on a second.
I like her. She's
bilingual.
I really love that.
All right, let's try this one for a second. Hey, Veronica?
Yeah?
Veal and venison, what are they?
Deer.
What's that?
Deer.
Deer. That is which one? Both?
What? It's deer, yeah. I've gone.
You mean the veal or the venison?
Venison is deer. Veal is like a baby lamb or something, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, the baby part is right. Let's give her one more chance. It's a baby.
What the hell is going
What's
on?
What's going on?
Wow.
What is it?
Listen, she's from Mexico. I mean, North Hollywood. Have you been to North Hollywood?
Yes.
All right. She's from Mexico. Hold on. The mayor of Mexico speaking. An important announcement.
I still don't have a read on how she looks. What kind of body type are we talking about?
Well, I'm not, like, cute, but I'm not, like, you know, I look good, I think.
Come on!
All right, hang on a second. Jack Silver's on the phone.
Oh, no.
Nice to talk to you.
That's our boss.
Jack?
Hi, boss.
Veronica, you start tomorrow, honey. I mean, seriously, this morning show, they're both swinging nuts walking through that station.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's time to get on the cooch train. Let's go, you guys. This girl is, I mean, she's everything we need, Ace. I mean.
Right? Bilingual? Female?
Retarded?
Retarded? All right.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see a little cultural diversity on the Adam Carolla show, and this woman seems amazing. Hey, Veronica, just one question. Tramp stamp above the ass or no?
Oh, Jesus
nice
Christ.
Question. You know, nice question.
That's the way to make the cooch train pull out of the station.
Do you have ink, Veronica?
All right, hold on. Let me punch her up. Veronica?
Yes.
Do you have any tats?
Yes, I do.
You do?
On your low back?
Starting from my lower back up to my middle top back. Mm-hmm. I have the Morden Salt girl walking on the yellow brick road.
I knew it.
And
what? It has the Morden Salt girl?
The girl with the umbrella?
Yeah.
All right, not Jodie Foster showing her ass crack.
No, the Morden Salt girl on the yellow brick road.
Yeah, with a bluebird on her shoulder. Like, what? You know.
When it rains, it pours, yes. Girl.
Yeah.
Right?
And then,
along with Mr. Peanut. And the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man?
What in God's holy name
are you, a NASCAR or a human being? You have corporate sponsorship for your ass?
I wish.
What? You just really like salt?
I used to. Actually, now I can't eat it anymore. But
because of the hypertension?
I guess. No, I never actually had that.
When did you crack the 200-pound mark?
Hold on. Yeah, she's morbidly obese.
Yeah.
She has a salt.
She's going to die in that booth.
Point where she has a seasoning tattooed on her back. Wait a minute.
That's how she knows what venison is. She's a deer lick.
No, hey, my...
That was like semi-brilliant.
My soon-to-be ex is from Tennessee, and he took me hunting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
That's
right.
How you know venison.
So, any other tattoos?
Just like flowers and stuff.
Can we put her in the semifinals?
Yes.
We're gonna put a seer now.
I'm not ready to let her go, but I...
So, have the flowers bloomed since they were on your body? Are they the same size they were, or are they now kind of stretched and faded?
No, they're the same size they were.
So, okay. But you're a big girl, right?
Is she a great big fat person?
Above or below 200? No. Does the first number, is the first number a 2?
No.
Okay, it's a 3. Veronica,
no.
We're going to push you ahead to what I call the sweet 168.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
You've made the cut, my dear.
Okay, thanks.
The first cut.
It's the deepest.
The deepest, yeah.
Yes. All right, hang on a second.
And 3 is the gayest number.
Yeah, I knew that.
Donna, Arthur, Danielle.
Oh,
Danielle.
Oh, Danielle from Hollywood, too. My neck of the woods.
She's hot. Danielle?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Look, let's be honest. We're not hiring someone so we can have sex with them.
Right. You need skills.
No, but eye candy's fun.
But I got to stare through that glass all day long. I might as well look at something nice, right, you know?
I have a master's degree. I got it when I was 21. Mm-hmm. I worked at the William Morris Agency for 3.5 years.
Oh,
and I just finished on the, well, not really, before all of the drama that I heard happened with you guys over there.
Why would you want to work here? You sound overqualified.
I might be. I'm just calling just because I heard it, and I'm interested because I just finished a job I've been off for a week. I just finished the Simpsons movie where I was the assistant to the director.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if she's overqualified. I mean, there's room to move up here.
This bitch would stab you in the back in 2 seconds.
You think?
Yes.
Ah, crap!
See? No, I'm from Indiana. I am a good Miss Midwestern girl.
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Mm-hmm. Measurements?
26. 36, 24, 36.
Mm-hmm. And you're easy on the eyes?
Pretty much. I was trying to send Danny a MySpace message so he could see my pictures, but it's not going through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll get back to that right away.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Teresa, just after that, like, you know, when she stabs you in the back, I'm going to throw Morton salt in your head.
You can call anybody who's been friends with me for any amount of time. I'm absolutely not a backstabber.
I don't care anymore.
All right, hang on, Danielle. I'm pushing you ahead, too.
Yeah.
Quickly, I'm going to speak to Isabel.
I think I know what you mean. I sense something I didn't quite trust.
Isabel?
How about I used to work for William Morris?
That was it, Adam.
Here we go. Baby talker.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Isabel.
You say
you're
smarter than the other contestants?
Oh, hell yeah.
I want to ride the pony, Daddy.
I am smart.
All right.
I was driving to work thinking, oh, my God, these dumb brats.
Veal, venison, answers, please.
Veal venison. Is it one a deer?
One's a deer.
One's a deer.
One's a deer. I don't know about that. I don't eat meat at all, so.
Well, I haven't eaten meat in 15 years. I know what a veal is.
Hold on a second. Yeah, tell that to your man. Let me say this. If I said to you I was going to talk to three or four people and ask them what is veal and what is venison, what percentage of them wouldn't know the veal but would know the venison?
If we were doing this as gay walking, I would have said yes to at least two out of three would know.
I would say everyone would know veal and then not know the venison. Although I don't think Isabel knew the venison either. I think she just heard the last.
In fact, never play this again.
Isabel.
Yes.
What job are you going to?
What job am I going to?
Hey, everybody! We got the brunch stripper heading over here, Isabel. Enjoy that holiday sauce and eggs. Wait a minute. Many holidays. It's enjoy. Yes?
It would be nice if I were a stripper, but I'm so not.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I work with geriatrics.
Mm-hmm. Hey, buddy! We got a wheelchair ramp going right to your heart. Isabel's hit the stage. Fellas, empty those bags and gather around. Pull out a buffalo head nickel and toss it on the stage. Come on, Grandpa! Pull up a stroke cane and enjoy the last 6 months.
You got special bargains.
She could be very caring.
She could be. She could be a mercy killer.
Can you spell geriatric?
Yeah, geriatric. GERIATRIC.
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to check on that.
That is correct.
And this time tomorrow, I will reveal. That's right. At 8:40 during tomorrow's show, I will at least got half. So, Isabel.
Yes.
I'm turning the corner on you. Should we push her through?
Good Lord, I Googled venison for you. It's lamb. Veal is young cattle.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Wow. Her Googling skills are maybe subpar, and I need her to be able to look up facts for me
like
Kyle.
Reasoning skills.
Mm-hmm.
Both are bad.
Mm-hmm. She Googled. I research things all the time.
And what Googled. And came up with an answer, but doesn't know what her own answer is. She read it and then doesn't know the animal the reference is to. She doesn't know that cattle is not a lamb.
Kyle, please stay.
Okay, a lamb Isabel. Is venison, and a lamb is a young cow.
Lamb is venison. Okay, Isabel.
Yes.
What do you do with the elderly? Make them feel lucid?
Smart?
No. Actually, you know what? It's a very fulfilling job. Most of the time, it's going in after we get an APS report because either their dirtbag kids have dumped them or financially abusing them. And in some cases, you know, some of these people are living in very dirt poor conditions.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. They're forgotten. You know, it's really a sad situation.
Okay. All right. Hang on.
Okay, wait a second on that part, because I can see you're pondering that point that she just made.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had a Girl Scout, 6 years old, come up to your door and give you her speech before you buy the cookies?
Mm-hmm.
And it's that polished and that lucid? These people are living in impoverished conditions. Sometimes conditions. Their children have abused them financially.
Right,
it's,
right.
it's a wrap. Mm-hmm. Remember that young cattle is lamb. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that.
No, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wrap with her geriatric.
Do we have time for Rita?
No, we don't. Rita?
Adam?
Rita?
What's going on?
Adam, are you there? Hi.
Yes.
I can't believe I'm on.
Yes. Are you a fan of the show?
I'm a huge fan of the show.
What are your favorite parts of the show beside this part?
I like when you go on those rants and raves. And let me just tell you something while I've got you.
Yes.
I went into severe depression when Howard Stern left Free FM.
Mm-hmm.
And you turned me completely around.
Okay.
I wasn't even willing to listen at the beginning.
You're in.
I love Rita.
You've made it. I'm pushing you ahead.
Yeah.
Rita seems to know
Hang
the
on,
show.
Hang on, Rita. That's all I need.
That's it.
Do you have a favorite rant of mine?
Oh, God, there's so many. You're putting me on the spot, but I can't come up with it right now on the spot.
Let me help you. One has to do with turning left.
What's that?
One has to do with turning left.
Turning left?
Yeah.
Stickers on fruit.
Why don't we take a five-minute break?
That was going.
You lost me. I'm sorry.
Going so well. Well, hang on.
No, you're not going anywhere.
Good start.
People get nervous.
Please.
All right. Well, we have to pick this up tomorrow because we need to move forward.
All right, but so far, I'm rooting for a lovely Rita Mederman.
I have a...
although there's a rant right there that she missed.
I have a crazy... the Mederman rant, yeah. Yes. I do have a rant. So I've been sitting on this rant for some time, actually. It's been gaining interest, so I will give you a world-class rant next on the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, Danny Bonaducci here. Going to Comic-Con to preview some of NBC's new shows like Heroes, Chuck, and The Bionic Woman. Go to NBC.com to find out just how cool these shows are.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
Top priority of the summer.
The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
With the summer in full swing, it's time for you to cool off. So ditch work Friday and come down to the Spearman Rhino in Torrance for this year's Corolla Car Wash on Friday, July 27th. Starting at 8 a.m., we're going to have the hottest chicks from Spearman Rhino sudsing it up and washing your ride, with all the proceeds going to Savannah's Organic Ranch to help the fight against cancer. The club will be open at 8 a.m. and offering a full bar with drink specials and the hottest Spearman Rhino girls on stage. So we'll see you Friday at the Rhino in Torrance, located on Normandy, a half mile south of the 405, powered by the Spearman Rhino VIP. Detail at VIPMMD.com and 97.1, the FM talk station.
Okay, kids, let me tell you about Earl Scheib Paint and Body. We call it Earl Scheib Paint and Body, not just Earl Scheib. You know why? Because they'll paint your car, but they'll do your body work, too, especially if you got those little dings and nightmares going on. If you want to check out their specials right now, you can just go to carpainting.com. It's carpainting.com. Their paint jobs start as low as, like, $260, actually less than that, $259.95. If you've got those little dings and, dents in your car that you don't dig, I always equate them to the supermarket. I guess they can happen at other places. People open their doors into you. At Earl Scheib Paint and Body, they'll fix them up for you really fast at a very inexpensive price. Just remember how big they are. Just in Southern California alone, 36 locations. That's just in around this area. They buy so much paint. That's why you're getting it so inexpensively. I don't like it that people think inexpensive means cheap. My GTO does not look cheap, I promise you. For all you Dodger fans, get the official Dodger blue at Earl Scheib Paint and Body, because they're the only company that can give you the official Dodger blue and paint your car or truck official Dodger blue. Check them out. Make sure to go to carpainting.com.
2 years ago, a very wise voice in the mortgage industry warned our listeners about the dangers of all these new and exotic loans and how they would result in more people falling behind in their payments and losing their homes.
That's right, and that wise voice is someone that I've been telling you about for years now. His name, Fernando Perez. He's president of Best Funding, and he's with us right now. Hey, Fernando.
Hey, Heidi and Frosty.
Fernando.
Now, Fernando, can you actually help people that are in trouble right now financially?
Heidi, I've been helping folks in tough situations for over 20 years, folks that are trying to get back on track or simply need extra cash for any reason. I've helped folks that are self-employed and can't document their income, and folks that have fallen prey to unscrupulous lenders that no one's ever even heard of. Frosty and Heidi, as a family man and father of three children, I know the value of a home. So when it comes to your most precious investment, you need to work with someone you truly trust.
Don't wait. Pick up the phone and call the guy you can trust. 888-549-1010. Get money into your hands within about 12 days. 888-549-1010. That's 888-549-1010.
Everybody's talking about real estate.
Should I sell it and reinvest in out-of-state property, or should I just pull equity out?
Should I be looking to refinance while rates are still decent?
I just want to know what the effect would be on my credit score.
Certainly, there are a lot more questions that can be answered in a 60-second commercial. What you need is an hour alone with a handful of experts who can answer your questions and steer you to the right course of action. You need to listen to the Homeownership Roundtable every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 Free FM. The hosts of the Roundtable are published experts on all things real estate and have the knowledge and time to assist you, whether it's getting into your dream home or acquiring wealth through real estate. These men of the Roundtable truly are your knights in shining armor.
I'm Darren Orshaw. Join Michael Ballinger, Tom Armstrong, Mike Harris, and myself every Saturday at 1 for the Homeownership Roundtable. We cover everything from FICO scores to interest rates, financing and investing for your future. Invest an hour with us, the Homeownership Roundtable, Saturdays at 1 on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, streamers, it's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon right here on 97.1 Free FM.
The IRS is the most aggressive collection agency in the world. The IRS will put levies on your bank accounts and garnish your wages. The IRS will never quit. In case you haven't figured it out, you don't mess with the IRS. But that doesn't mean you have to just roll over for them either. If you owe the IRS over $10,000, call Assured Tax Relief right now at 877-TAX-CODE and get the IRS off your back. Assured Tax Relief's team of professionals know the tax code forwards and backwards and can negotiate a settlement with the IRS for a fraction of what you owe. Pennies on the dollar. They've been doing this for over 20 years, and they're the pros. Call 877-TAX-CODE for your free consultation. Let the tax professionals at Assured Tax Relief settle with the IRS. Online at AssuredTaxRelief.com or call 877-TAX-CODE. 877-TAX-CODE.
Hey guys, come down and see me and my girlfriends at the Spearmint Rhino's new Torrance location, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy Avenue. The new Spearmint Rhino in Torrance is a topless club offering a full bar. That's right guys, topless with liquor. There's also a free happy hour buffet and 30 to 50 dancers are featured nightly. Open daily from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. 7 days a week. The Torrance Spearmint Rhino has the hottest adult stars performing every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And if those aren't enough reasons to come over, the Torrance Rhino now airs all UFC fights. And here's one more reason to come to the Spearmint Rhino, the baddest backside contest every Thursday night. The Spearmint Rhino, just 2 miles south of the 405 freeway on Normandy in Torrance. Visit myspace.com/Spearmint Rhino Torrance for directions and showtimes. See you at the Rhino in Torrance.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds. Live from the Miller Lite Lounge, this is 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
This is a public service announcement. We'll get some!
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci and Teresa Strasser. You've heard the Ace Man rant on public service announcements.
It's good for the bottle. It's good for the can. I have no idea what that means, by the way. It doesn't make me feel like recycling. It makes me feel like watching copious amounts of gay porn. It's good for the bottle. It's good for the can. My fist is good for your face. Shut up.
Well, it's time to do our own public service and call the ones responsible at the Ad Council on the Adam Carolla Show.
Oh, where did it all begin? Well, as you guys know, I think people are capable of doing the right thing when given the right information. I believe when given a choice between good or bad, most of the citizens in our society will do the right thing. We hear a lot about guys who do horrible things. That's 1%. The other 99% will recycle, will use compact fluorescent bulbs, will save fuel, will do fill in the blank if given the information and given the opportunity. We say we want them to do a lot of things. We don't give them that opportunity. Instead, we're obsessed with secondhand smoke and things like that. Click it or ticket, seatbelts. Right. For many years, I worked over at Loveline. I always heard the national feed. That would be nothing but public service announcements during every commercial. I got very familiar with a place called the Ad Council. The Ad Council is a place we give, I assume, quite a bit of money to so that they can craft these public service announcements. Now, the ones they choose are, that's the part that eludes me. I'm not sure how they decide which topic is more important than the next topic, but I'll give you a, let's start with my favorite, an oldie but a goodie, but a very important topic, one that touches all our lives.
What a tough thing your body is. It's built to withstand bending, pinching,
ouch,
tattooing,
ow,
swimming, bumping, tickling, shaving,
loud noises,
childbirth,
red 45,
football,
bad cooking,
rollerblading, marathons, even company meetings. But there's something the human body isn't built to withstand. Unexpected turbulence. Happily, though, planes are built to withstand that really well. All you have to do is wear your safety belt the entire flight. So next time you fly,
right,
stay buckled up.
Here's a PSA about putting your seatbelt on the airplane.
Yeah?
There's a placard that lights up in front of you. If you don't have your seatbelt on, they won't take the plane off. They won't land the plane. And you can't move anywhere without some bitch telling you to put your seatbelt on. So, A, completely unnecessary. B, the 128 examples of rollerblading, football,
shaving,
swimming,
child noises,
childbirth, and all that. More people have died giving an enduring childbirth and swimming accidents, playing football and rollerblading, than have died in airplane turbulence domestically over the last 40 years. I can say that with confidence because zero people have died in airplane turbulence and nobody gets injured. So you first are doing a PSA about nothing.
Right.
You're doing PSA about a problem that doesn't exist. And even if it did exist, there is somebody who is yelling at you to put the seatbelt on the entire time you're on the plane. So you've taken precious money and resources and valuable airtime and wasted them. Okay, that's number one. Oh, we got the guy on hold from the Ad Council. He's the Western Regional Manager, Marketing Manager. He has no idea what's coming. Let's hear the next one.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, can I ask a few questions about the apartment you have on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, it's gone?
Hello?
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
It's not available, but I just now saw it in the paper.
May I help you?
Hi, my name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the place to rent on Park Street.
It's no longer available.
It's not available now.
Nope, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Well, Mr. Wellington, yeah, come to, shall we pick you up in a chauffeured limousine because you're white?
There's some beef named right after you.
All right. This serves a very important purpose, too, because anyone who's ever denied anything, it's always because of how they sound on the phone. Mm-hmm. How
if
do you
think
know?
You've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status. Call 800-669-9777.
We don't take divorcees. All right, here's another nothing about nothing. You deal with that yourself, but you don't need the ad. And by the way, who are you talking to? Who's the Ad Council talking to here? Here's another one of my favorite Ad Council maneuvers.
Hey, what are you doing after the game?
Well, there's a big party at Jason's. His parents are out of town and there's going to be plenty to drink.
I think I'll pass.
You're going to pass up a party?
Well, it sounds more like trouble than a party.
Make the right choice. Underage drinking always means trouble. It's dumb, dangerous, and illegal.
You're going to miss all the fun.
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
That's the 35-year-old guy who's going to stay out of
Danny
trouble.
Didn't get that voiceover job?
And how come that's from the 50s? Did you hear that?
Hey, Scooter!
Gee whiz, that sounds like trouble.
We're going over to the Beeves' house to drink some cough syrup.
I'm not going to go.
Did you say we have someone from the ad council on hold?
Well, Kyle.
Pass.
Kyle, can you pot yourself up for a second? Because these pussies will not talk to me because
why?
They do such a god-awful job wasting our money that, of course, they're shamed because they do nothing all goddamn day except for waste taxpayer money. Kyle, do you have any word?
He's saying 1 second.
One second. He's trying to get the guy on the phone. I've been wanting to yell at these guys.
For how long?
I'll hear what they have to say, but then I'm going to yell at them because, look at it this way. All we do is talk about saving. Yes, Kyle, hold on a second. Pick up the phone. Tell us what's going on.
I'm going to stay out of trouble.
What do you got, Kyle?
Dead
man
I called,
walking, as I know you.
Yeah, right. I called the guy in charge of the Western region for their media, and he said that they've chosen at this time not to speak with our show, that we tried to contact them in the past,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any interest speaking with us. And so he gave me the New York number to call, and I called them.
Wow.
And they basically told me the same thing. They're giving me the runaround, telling me to send emails.
They said that Opie and Anthony just called. They don't want to talk to us.
They're cowards and pussies. They do nothing. You retards do nothing but waste money and, more importantly, waste time. You have thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of ears on your message, and you choose to talk about airplane turbulence or laptop safety or some other nonsensical waste of time when there are things you could be discussing. For instance, everyone wants to save fuel. Put air in your tires.
Right.
You'll be safer. Your cars will last longer. Your tires will last longer, and you'll get 20% better fuel mileage. Do we do that? No, we don't. If every American did it, we'd save millions of barrels a year. But do we talk about it? No. And how about your beloved fluorescent compact bulbs? How about a PSA for that? How about turn right on a goddamn red light? How about the fact that no one knows to do that? And what about the aforementioned courtesy flush from the 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
That'd be a nice little heads up. You walk into the airport bathroom and it doesn't smell like high hell in there. What about that? But no, you do nothing. You want to have McGruff dispatch you advice about how to hang on to your laptop. You guys, not only have you been wasting everyone's time with these god-awful PSAs for the last 15 years, but you're too cowardly to even come on and defend them. If you had one stitch of dignity, you'd get on the air and argue with me. You willowy pussies. You hear me? I know you hear. Obviously, you hear. That's why you don't pick up the phone. If I had 100 grand and said, hey, I got a great idea. You know, you guys, you think you're wasting money, but I got a great plan for you to waste more taxpayer money. How about a PSA on putting the seat up? Or how about a PSA on putting plastic liners in trash cans so it doesn't smell during the summer? If I had some other piece of crap waste of time PSA for you, I'm sure you'd pick up the phone lickety-split. But nope, I'm just a taxpayer wants to know why you're wasting our money. Who's in charge of these people? Who decides what they get to talk about? And again, airplane turbulence and wearing your seatbelt in an airplane in an environment where you're hit over the head to put your seatbelt on. Are you just fresh out of ideas? Is there no teen pregnancy? Is there no illiteracy? Is there nothing?
I guess there's no more AIDS.
Everything is cured, and you're focusing on putting a laptop belt on in a place where there's a lit-up placard that blinks when the belt comes off?
Don't look at me. I'm doing all I can for the teen and pregnancy cause.
Jesus Christ. We should all be outraged. Everyone should call the ad council. We should give that number out.
Yeah, what is that?
Why don't we do that? Go find that number. Let's give the number out, and everyone within the sound of my voice, everyone who pays taxes, everyone who's outraged that their tax dollars, and again, you don't think it's your tax dollar, but it is.
Yeah, this is these are government-sponsored public service announcements, and they go out on our airwaves.
Right, and the retard, the guy in his 40s who was playing the beeve, the guy in his 40s who was playing the retarded 13-year-old, he got paid to do that. Right. And the guy did the voiceover for the airplane turbulence, and again, you...
Hello, may I help you?
Hello, can I ask you a question?
Hello, my name is Puntang.
Graham Wellington. I was able to, I was able to find evidence of one death from air turbulence, and that was a Japanese passenger, and I guess the announcement was only in English. It was back in 97, and that's the only one
Where
I could
was
find.
It?
There may be more. It was on a flight from Tokyo to the U.S., and that's the only one I could find.
Right,
in the history
and I'm sure
of,
it wasn't even in our waters either.
There may be others, but I can't find them.
No, there is there's not.
There's never, ever, ever been a plane crash from turbulence, ever. The only injuries from turbulence are from bouncing around and objects hitting you, but no plane has ever gone down from turbulence.
Ah, my name is Tyrone Washington.
Tyrone.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
There is housing discrimination, no question. Is that public service announcement going to cure somebody's racism?
No. No, it's going to do
I'm
nothing.
No, I'm against people named Tyrone. They frighten
Graham Wellington.
Do you want me to give out
Graham
this number?
Wellington.
Name and number?
By the way, a guy with a, you know, Arthur over there wants to rent your crappy apartment. Yeah, give the number out.
All right. The Northwestern region, which is, I guess, what covers Los Angeles.
No,
area.
No, excuse me. Real quick. The Western region guy, his name's John Bull. I just spoke with him. He's on vacation, too, right now.
Ah.
So it's a good time to call him.
Hope he put his seatbelt on.
You want me to give out John Bull's information?
That's Los Angeles.
Okay, so, yeah. He's in Burbank. And his phone number, John Bull, B-O-A-L, his phone number is... Am I going to get in trouble?
No, wait a minute. Is this is not his home number.
No.
This is the number listed
on the Ad Council's official website.
Yes. Well, that's their official website. Call them up and tell them you're tired of them wasting your money.
Right. You might have issues that concern you, and you should tell the Ad Council what they are. The number is 818-848-2376. That's 818-848-2376. We will also post it on adamcarolla.com.
All right. Now, if you're an American and you pay taxes, you're going to need to call that number and scream at them. Please, please, let's take a stand. It's driving me insane. There's so many things to talk to. There's so much information to get out, and yet we touch upon none of it, but instead airplane turbulence. And believe me, those are just the ones we could find. I've heard thousands over the years. None of them make sense. And don't get me started on McGruff.
What about you can be funny without making fun?
Swimmer.
Is that more important than... teen pregnancy.
Well, that is very important. Let's hear
you can
that
be
one.
Funny without making fun of someone else.
Thank
How
you,
do
Schwimmer.
I do that? I understand.
It's impossible, Fatty Jew. All right.
My name is Juan Hernandez.
T?
Yes.
What do we got coming up in the news?
Well, this Fatty Jew has some news about the turbulent life of Jessica Simpson. Somebody is kissing and telling. It's very rude.
Oh, good times. We'll do that next on the Adam Carolla Show.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Teresa Strasser and Danny Bonaducci.
Adam's on the phone.
It's the Adam Carolla Show.
97.1. KLSX. Free FM.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank here. Join us as we broadcast live Friday from 11 to 3 in Malibu.
We'll be kicking off the live all summer Battle of the Bands.
Be sure and get there early so we can all push Frosty back in the ocean.
He's not that big.
Join Frosty, Heidi, and Frank at Salsa Junitos Tequila and 97.1 search for SoCal's hottest groups to compete in the live all summer Should I Stay or Should I Go Battle of the Bands. Powered by Forster Brothers Entertainment and Recording Studio in Hollywood. We are 97.1 Free FM, Malibu's FM talk station.
Welcome to Burger Burger. Can I take your order?
Okay, kids. What do you want?
Peanuts and some popcorn.
I want cotton candy and nachos.
Can you repeat that?
Oh, plus a couple of Dodger dogs and ice cream and one of those cool blue helmets.
Dude, where do you think you are? Dodger Stadium?
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah! Dodger Baseball, get into the blue.
The Dodger Coca-Cola Family Pack is back. Four tickets, four Dodger dogs, four Cokes for $62. Visit Dodgers.com or call 866-DODGERS.
In 1994, a world-class chef decided to open his own restaurant in San Francisco so he could bring the taste of his hometown of Milan, Italy, to America. That's when Pomodoro was born. But Chef Adriano Paganini wanted to do more than just open a restaurant. He wanted Pomodoro to be a place with unique food, great design, and real Milano style. Well, it worked. In fact, it worked so well, there are Pomodoros all over California, including some right here in SoCal. Each one of them brings the unique flavor of Chef Paganini's hometown of Milan to your table.
I am Adriano Paganini. Try one of my favorites, like ravioli di zucca. Follow that with my chocolate souffle cake and a cappuccino, and you're set. Come with a family, a special date, or with a group.
There's a Pomodoro near you, from Aliso Viejo to Woodland Hills. Go to PastaPomodoro.com for directions and information. That's PastaPomodoro.com.
Ciao.
Hey, streamers. It's Tim Conway Jr. here for Covenant Mortgage. Are you looking for a safe and fair place to get yourself a home loan? Don't know who to turn to? Not so sure you should really trust that crazy, weird nephew of yours who's been in the mortgage business for like 2 hours? Well, then you have to call my friend Dave Harden, owner of Covenant Mortgage, and listen to our radio show, Mortgage Matters, every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM. Now, Dave is a 23-year veteran of the banking industry who left the banking world to start Covenant Mortgage and put his inside knowledge of the industry to work for you. So if you're confused about your current loan and want to really understand all your options and the true cost of each loan, then you need to call Covenant Mortgage and speak to Dave Harden. You're already online, so go visit them right now at COV411.com. That's COV as in Victor, 411.com. And listen to Mortgage Matters with Dave Harden and Tim Conway Jr. every Sunday morning from 10 to noon, right here on 97.1 Free FM.
Conway and Whitman, they're on at night.
What the hell? Damn! What the hell?
Oh, that's the Jack Silver ringtone.
You got any mail for me?
Sounds like a sales meeting at this station.
What the hell, damn? Sounds like Scott Mason finding an open beverage in the studio.
I like to kill deer.
Scott Mason, one of the head engineers here.
Yes, and there's one of our leading salespeople coming back from a sacrifice.
I like to kill deer.
I don't care what you do when you're not at the station.
Hey, Bob Moore, the general manager. How are you, man?
I don't give a crap what you do when you're not here, but it's time that you sell some airtime.
I like to kill deer.
God damn it.
I like to kill deer.
I don't care what you do. For Christ's sake, sell some spots.
You got any mail for me?
Missy, do you have any mail for Dave?
Conway and Whitman, SoCal's first reality radio show. Whatever the hell that is. This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM.
Yeah, peak finance. Are your rates adjusting? Yeah. Peak can get you out of that 5-year loan into a 30-year fixed loan. And in many cases, even lower your monthly payment. Don't believe me? 866-619-PEAK. Oh, PEAK is spelled P-E-A-K. Huh. 866-619-PEAK. Knowledgeable agents are standing by. PEAK will finance anyone, even a Pekingese. 866-619-PEAK.
Tell me again what you experienced. Don't worry. More of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Dane, hold on. Speak now.
Hi, I'm from DirecTV. I understand you run a club for people who like to be treated badly.
Yeah, they like to suffer.
Ooh, they sound like cable customers. With triple the complaints since Time Warner took over from Comcast and Adelphia, torture is a way of life.
Ooh. Like being hung by the Lederhosen.
I wouldn't know, but I do know that Time Warner customers experience painfully long waits on hold.
Really?
And there's even a class action lawsuit filed against them by their own subscribers.
Yummy. And what are your people into?
Well, at DirecTV, we're into higher customer satisfaction ratings than cable 7 years running.
Sounds like you dominate cable.
It is good to be on top.
Cut the cable. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit your local dealer. Packages start at $29.99 per month. Plus, there are no startup costs and free professional installation. There's good TV, there's better TV, and then there's DirecTV. New DirecTV customers only, subject to credit approval. Credit card required, lease required. 2007 American Customer Satisfaction Index, University of Michigan Business School. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
And now, Alcoa presents Definitely Not a Jew on the Adam Carolla Show. Dateline, Tampa, Florida. After getting in an argument with his girlfriend, a 34-year-old man threw a brick at her and stole definitely not a Jew!
Well, I don't care what race, creed, or color you are, even if your name is Tyrone from that public service announcement, you can come with me to San Diego. We're doing this thing called Comic-Con. Well, we're not doing it. Everybody's doing it. It's a fantasy getaway with me. All you got to do to roll into San Diego and be a VIP and check out all of NBC's new shows like Heroes, Journeyman, Chuck, all that stuff, is get your name to 971freefm.com. Click on Danny's Comic-Con Fantasy Getaway, and then just pray you win. I'm going to pick the winner live on air on Friday morning, so we will go with the Adam Carolla Show. So check out NBC.com and then make sure to go to 971freefm.com and then get your name on in and we'll roll into San Diego.
Sadly, I think those things are gaining momentum.
They're
I know
huge.
It sounds like I'm doing an anti-commercial, but I'm also saying those things are spinning out of control.
Dude, I actually take my daughter twice in a row now, 2 years in a row, to the anime convention.
Mm-hmm.
It makes Trekkies look like they're just on Quaaludes and passed out smoking bong water.
Yeah.
It's the
and
most amazing.
Thousands.
And they're in full regalia, and those characters are wild with hair and
will
wigs.
Will there be anime people over at the Comic-Con?
There'll be all sorts of people at the Comic-Con because it's kind
anything
of a
it's like anything illustrated, anything comic book. Anything fantasy?
That, and what we're focusing on is NBC is bringing back some shows like The New Bionic Woman.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay, how about
that? Show's getting a lot of heat. You know who's going to be on that? Isaiah Washington, the guy who was fired from Grey's.
Oh, bionic racist.
Yeah.
He's going to be an insult to entire gay bar.
We got our whole VIP section.
And with one diss.
That's right. One diss, take on 500 gay guys without ever setting foot into place. Oscar Goldman. I want to play Oscar Goldman.
You can play Oscar. You just come with me and just go to 971freefm.com and click on the fantasy.
Jamie Summers. You know,
yeah.
Do you remember what happened to her?
No.
Parachuting accident.
Is that what did her in?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened to, because I would have said that's what happened to the Bionic Man.
Bionic Man.
What happened to him?
He was an astronaut, Steve Austin.
Right.
It was actually the beginning of the Bionic Man. We're supposed to do the news. This is news.
This is news.
This only happened 35 years ago.
Right.
There's actual NASA footage of an experimental X-plane, one of those Delta Wing whatevers that was launched from the belly of like a B-29.
You're that nerd.
Over the Mojave Desert trying to land out in, you know, the salt flats of the Mojave Desert, Edwards Air Force Base, and it's breaking up. It lands and it just spins out and goes into a million pieces. And I think the guy who actually landed, it's essentially like watching the space shuttle land and then crash on landing. The guy who actually was the pilot of that X plane and one of those things that went up to the outer reaches of the Earth's atmosphere, I think survived, but was horribly mangled and may have lost some limbs and things like that. That became Steve Austin.
Oh, okay.
But there was a guy, and if you remember the beginning of the $6 Million Man, it's grainy, black and white NASA footage of an actual crash going down.
I thought it was that guy from, remember that skiing guy on ABC's Wide World of Sports?
It was him, too.
That would just eat it every time, just roll down that hill. I thought it was him.
Too young, predates Teresa Strasser. Bald Brian, look that up. See if you can find the answer to that, if the guy really lived and what the crash was. T.
Yes.
Look up the news.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Louisiana Senator David Vitter is the first senator to admit he used the services of the D.C. Madam Deborah Jean Palfrey. He's a Republican, and until now his entire platform has basically been on family values and the sanctity of marriage. Here, Vitter's wife, Wendy, explains that she's still proud to be with him.
Last week, some people very sympathetically said to me, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes right now. I stand before you to tell you very proudly, I am proud to be Wendy Vitter.
Maybe she wasn't wearing flats, he wouldn't have strayed. she did not look proud during the news conference.
No, that's got to be a very
rough day. She had about the look on her, if you watch those movies like Roots, when they had the slave auctions.
Yeah.
About the same look they had when those people were standing up there on the stage. just looking down, haggard, and bitter as all hell. I know he's a family man who likes to nail a prostitute every once in a while. He prayed on it. No big deal.
Right.
It's between him and the clergy. He did a little praying on it. His wife did a little praying on it. Everyone did a little praying on it. And then he made peace with his God, and he moved on.
Now, let me ask you a
question. Must be nice.
What's worse, an affair with a girl you like and know, or a quick $40 hooker? Although I'm guessing these girls are much more expensive.
The affair
is far worse.
Right.
So it's actually he hasn't committed the greatest sin against his family.
This is a guy who said on Capitol Hill back in June of 2006, quote, marriage is truly the most fundamental social institution in human history.
Did he say that marriage is the most fundamental institution in human history and don't go to hookers? No. I did not hear that part.
I read into it.
I don't mind the hooker part. Yeah. I mind the hypocrite part.
Right.
He's a hypocrite. And listen, he doesn't believe. He doesn't believe. He wants you to believe he believes, but he doesn't believe. If he believed, he wouldn't do it. He doesn't believe in family. He doesn't believe in God either. He's just another lying guy who's thumping the Bible to try to get reelected. He's picking a team. This is what happens. Here, it's like every idiot politician has to pretend like they like the local team. Why? Because they want to get elected. There's no way if you're in Dallas and you're not a Cowboys fan, if you tell everyone, actually, I'm kind of a Giants fan, you're not going to get elected.
I agree.
God is your team. You have to follow the team, otherwise the locals, which are the stupid people who all follow that team, aren't going to have you back. That's the way it works. And are we stupid enough to believe these idiots? When they count, when all they do, hey, look, whether it's this guy or whether it's, you know, Colonel Mahoney and his religious team that are constantly feeling up young boys in the church, they don't believe. They don't, and if they do, they shouldn't. And you sure as hell shouldn't listen to them. These aren't guys to listen to. They're going to tell you about religion? He's going to tell you about family? Hypocrites. That's the part I don't like. I don't mind the part where they bang around with prostitutes. It's their business. It's the part where they try to sell themselves as cowboy fans, but wear the giant uniform behind closed doors.
God isn't my team. God is my coach, and I'm waiting for him to bench me. So we can all move on.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, here's another guy who may or may not be lying. He was on the Chelsea Handler show, and I'm talking about Jackass star Steve-O. You know Chelsea Handler?
Mm-hmm.
She's a comedian, and she used to be on, or maybe
she's
still
a funny prostitute lady.
No. I don't think she's a prostitute.
Actually.
She's on. She was on Girls Behaving Badly.
But she always makes jokes about how many guys
that's
she slept
act
with.
About,
and all that.
I think she has a book about all her one night stands and drinking and such.
Mm-hmm.
And now her
it's
new
called
show.
Breaking Bonaducci.
Her new show is called Chelsea Lately.
Mm-hmm.
And last night on the premiere, she interviewed Steve-O, and he told a little secret about one of his Steve-O buddies and Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys have all this, all the Jackass guys have a pretty big reputation for getting lots of hot girls. I know Bam Margera was rumored to give it to Jessica Simpson.
And given and sent text out from her bed immediately after she was having an after sex.
Really?
Yeah, he was sending out texts.
After sex what?
I couldn't figure it out either.
About his conquest before he even got out of her bed.
Was that true? Is that happened?
Yeah, it was verified by the recipient of those texts.
Oh my God, I love it! I love it!
Jesus. So I would have to boil her in Beazel nut juice before I was with her if one of the Jackass guys was on top of her.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second. I need to and we need to take a break. The good news is there's more news, including some answers to my $6 million man question. Brian, you've boned up
on
that.
After the break, you want to know now?
Give us a tease. Am I in the right ballpark? With what I was saying about
extraordinarily close.
All right, we'll take a quick break. The true story, the $6 million man, and the rest of the news next.
Adam, the Adam Carolla Show.
Hi, this is Amy Mann. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Give Adam a call at 866-901-ADAM.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci.
The phone's ringing off the hook.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
If you're trying to overcome weak or short-lived erections without success, Boston Medical Group has the answer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Barry Buffman, one of the doctors of Boston Medical Group. Most of my patients have tried Viagra or similar products with little success. In less than an hour, I can demonstrate how simple and effective a real solution can be.
Approximately half of the men who try the common ED pills don't get consistent results, and the benefits of herbal or over-the-counter supplements are far less predictable. So if these pills are not helping you, don't despair. Boston Medical Group's proprietary treatment is personalized to suit your individual need and expectation. Don't let weak or short-lived erections affect your relationship for another day. Call 866-SEX-FOR-LIFE for a private and confidential appointment. That's 866-SEX, the number 4, LIFE. You can restore your sexual confidence from just one visit. Call 866-SEX, the number 4, LIFE, or visit bostonmedicalgroup.com.
Thinking about getting a new motorcycle or personal watercraft? Buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell. At Montclair Motors, they really care about their customers. Really, Montclair Motors has the most competitive prices, the right price on new vehicles, and no hidden charges. See, these guys at Montclair Motors are real ride what they sell kind of guys. That would explain why they're one of the largest dealers in the nation, and why you're going to buy your next Yamaha, Kawasaki, or Bombardier personal watercraft from Montclair Motors, right? Of course, with gas prices going through the roof, you could save yourself a few hundred dollars a month just by hopping on a new Kawasaki or Yamaha motorcycle. See how Montclair Motors saves you money? 5505 Moreno Street, just off the 10 freeway, open 7 days a week, Montclair Motors, where they ride what they sell.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Nick Alexander Imports, LA's number one BMW and Mini dealer. Each year around this time, I start thinking about summer. Hot days, warm nights, there's nothing quite like Southern California. Where are you planning to go this summer? More importantly, what will you be driving? We're kicking off summer with hot deals on our entire inventory of BMWs and Minis. Our huge selection can't be beat, and neither will our wholesale district prices. For example, come down before July 2nd and lease a 2007 328i automatic for just $298 a month, plus tax for 36 months, $4588 to start, 10,000 miles per year. That's just $298 a month for a 2007 328i. Kick off your summer by driving home in your new BMW or Mini today. Call 800-800-NICK for details and directions, or visit us on the web at alexanderbmw.com. We're centrally located all of Southern California in the wholesale district, and we offer free flatbed pickup and delivery for all factory scheduled maintenance. That's 800-800-NICK, and remember, Nick can't say no.
Been waiting to get your best deal on a new car? Well, that time is now at Santa Monica Subaru. Because of factory-to-dealer incentives, this is the best chance you'll get into a brand-new Subaru. So come on! Don't you owe yourself a truly quality vehicle at a great price? Hurry into Santa Monica Subaru today. Save on all Subaru Imprezas, Legacies, Outbacks, Foresters, and Tribecas. Right now, take advantage of up to $2,000 customer cashback. Wow. Low APR finance rates and truly some amazing lease offers. Safety has never been so affordable. Been waiting for your best time to get your best deal on a brand new car? Well, that time is now at Santa Monica Subaru. These offers absolutely end April 2nd, so hurry into Santa Monica Subaru today for the best offer and the best selection. Just 13 blocks from the ocean on Santa Monica Boulevard, online at santamonica.subaru.com, or call them 877-BUY-SUBARU, 877-BUY-SUBARU.
This is KLSX Los Angeles, SoCal's FM talk station. 97.1. Home of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci Morning. Streaming online at 971freefm.com. Blasting on air. 97.1. Free FM.
Powered by Laser Eye Center. Get $500 off custom LASIK. Call 800-80-LASER or go to lasereyecenter.com.
This...
Laser Eye Center, everyone. Take advantage of great July specials. Not this July. 04. That's how cheap they are. No, it's not a bad thing. Pay no interest until 09. Now I don't know what year it is. 21 years of mastering the gift a better vision. And you know what? I've been saying that for like 9 months. So it's got to be at least 36 years by now.
Okay, I'm so confused, Corolla.
Point is, you could see Bonaducci, but can you see? You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Do you want to see better? Your vision's fine, right?
My vision's okay.
Hmm.
Not perfect.
You may be a candidate for this LASIK surgery in a few short years. Call now. Set up a free consultation. 16 convenient locations. 880-LASER. That's 880-LASER. Laser Eye Center. LaserEyeCenter.com is where you go if you only have a computer. Book this month and pay no interest until 09. Laser Eye Center.
Fly into Walmart on...
Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Novartis. Together, Novartis and I drove my cancer into remission in just 60 days. I've been in complete remission for over 6 years, and I've started my life anew. I met the woman of my dreams. We got married, and I'm not looking back.
Novartis is proud to be the innovative force that's bringing new hope and optimism to millions of patients and their families. No one can promise what the future holds for cancer patients. But today, Clay Coker is winning the battle against his particular form of cancer and loving his new life.
Life's great when you get a second chance.
Novartis. Think what's possible.
Hi, I'm Norm MacDonald. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. It's just like The View, except without four annoying broads.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say it.
All right, T.
Yeah, thanks for restraining.
T's got the rest of the news, but quickly, quick update on the $6 million man, Bald Brian.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What'd you find out?
Turns out it was the opening sequence, this from Wikipedia, featured NASA's 1967 actual footage of a real-life accident of the Northrop M2F2 lifting body, you said? You're more familiar with this than I am?
It was
a wingless plane.
Delta wing plane. Just really, the shape of it was the shape of a TSV.
No.
Delta.
Northrop M2F2.
Delta crotch.
It crashed due to piloting error. Bruce Peterson actually survived the accident, had serious injuries, but survived, but ended up losing an eye due to an infection he got in the hospital.
So,
and died last May.
Died last May, and also there was a little footnote that said he was tired of seeing his accident at the beginning of every $6 Million Man episode. That had to suck because the guy, I mean...
they blame him.
If you remember, yes, pilot error. If you remember the beginning of $6 Million Man, it was a horrific accident and the kind of accident that would require you to be rebuilt better, stronger, faster. That's him. Him and his kids got to watch him crash. Oh,
according to history books, that's your fault, right, Dad?
Yeah, pilot error, Dad. Pilot error. Now, what'd that plane cost the American taxpayer? Wow, more than $6 million. How ironic.
That's amazing.
Anyway, how about you take your bionic ass, hauled into the kitchen, get your son a bionic Pepsi? All right, T.
Yes.
What's going on, baby doll?
Star Jones has spent a lot of time telling us that she lost more than 100 pounds through diet and exercise.
Lee Majors is on top of Farrah Fawcett, and this guy has to look at his fat wife from his wheelchair.
Bad accident out of his one eye.
Where were we?
She'll finally reveal how she lost her weight so her fans don't get confused.
Yeah, what fans and surgery?
All of her fans want to know how she lost the weight. Here she is on Extra.
In the coming months, I'm going to be talking a little bit more about that so that my audience feels that they know the whole entire story around me instead of, what's been written.
Mm-hmm. Can I say one thing about her? Her breathing freaks me out.
Well,
I feel like I can hear her gasping for breath.
She had that plastic band put on her lungs. She was too big a blowhard. Yeah.
That was a huge blowhard statement right there.
Well, that you just made?
Yes, it was gigantic.
Here's,
so my audience?
My audience.
Yeah,
look,
on Court TV.
Here's what people do. They whip up needless controversy about themselves so they can talk about themselves forever. You were morbidly obese for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
You couldn't lose the weight through discipline, hard work, exercise, diet, and so on and so forth. So you went and had a procedure.
Right.
The same procedure that millions of Americans have, and with the same results that millions of Americans have. You shed the weight in record time. Now, if you don't want the controversy surrounding how you lost the weight, then you just go ahead and explain what happened, and it works out.
Right.
You see, if you go from an A cup to a D cup, and everyone wants to know why, and you say, I didn't get a boob job, then there's controversy. Now we don't know. We suspect. We assume. We don't know. You've denied it. Here's the way to eliminate the controversy. Just be honest on your way home from the hospital.
That would be my suggestion.
Right.
Yes. Well, one reason why she may not have done that.
She's such a crazy narcissist.
And by the way, just so other narcissists like myself can be aware, you can tell the truth and still live in controversy world. You can say, yeah, I had the gastric bypass, or yeah, I did all those drugs.
Right.
And then be the spokesman anytime that comes up.
Right.
Right.
Well, if you're inherently interesting, then you're going to be no matter what. Now, I don't know if that's the case with Star,
but I'm good.
Remember she had that book called Shine?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she talked about her weight loss, so maybe she didn't want to admit to having what she later told Larry King was a medical intervention. So she's come close now to admitting it, but apparently she's written an article for Glamour magazine that's coming out later, and she'll be talking about this on her show. Maybe that'll get people more interested in her show on Court TV.
I gotta say, she looks good, but there's sort of the ghost of the fat woman, and it's sort of, that's an interesting question. It's not unlike the transsexual situation,
right,
although not quite. But most guys would not have sex with a beautiful transsexual just because they realize this used to be a dude.
Yeah.
Star Jones looks good now, but the idea that I've seen thousands of hours of her at 400 pounds would ruin it for me today.
Yes. I agree with you.
Why is that?
It's an impression that stays with you, I believe, because I used to be the fat kid, and I still see myself as the fat kid.
Yeah, but
and
chicks don't see you as the fat kid.
Yeah, but I wasn't as fat as Star Jones or for as long.
Plus, you only date women who were born when you were in your 30s, so
they don't know from
they
that.
They don't know
Breaking Bonaducci.
They don't know from that. But yeah, it is just one of those weird stigma things where you just picture her as big as a house and thus kills your wood, even though if I saw her and I never knew the old Star Jones, I just saw the attractive ebony woman wearing the nice glasses with the cool frames, I'd probably go, All right. Yeah.
I think we all agree that the average guy would not do the transsexual even though she was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But we all agree that after a couple of drinks, that he would let the transsexual, the beautiful transsexual, like the one we had at my bachelor party, give him one of those.
Mm-hmm. Perform on him.
Do you think the average guy would let that happen? Because I don't think the average guy would have sex with a transsexual. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. I would say the beautiful transsexual, couple of drinks, and in the right environment, guys are sort of like outboard motors. You pull that cord a couple times, and once it catches,
that's it. It's on.
That propeller's turning.
Fair enough.
It's on.
Well, you've accused Star Jones of being a blowhard. Here's a quote from an AP article about her and her new show, which is going to be on Court TV. She was talking about her husband, banker Al Reynolds, who she married in 2004, and how she decided to use her maiden name as the title of her afternoon talk show, even though she's married. So here's how she differentiates.
Mm-hmm.
Star Jones Reynolds makes dinner for her husband every night. She's the wife. I'm the working woman.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two.
Mm-hmm.
One makes the dinner.
Super blowhardy move.
It's pretty blowhardy.
Yeah.
Well, there was enough spare parts of her to make the other one who cooks. There's certainly enough of her to have built Gary Coleman.
And what about him? He's a chubby chaser,
Al Reynolds. Now
she's lost 200 pounds.
Yeah, do you think he minds?
Look, he's not getting what he signed up for. You know, when you marry a 125-pound woman and she balloons up to 400 pounds, that's not what you married. That's not what you signed up for. But if you marry a 500-pound woman and she gets to 130, even though it seems like it's going in a good direction, that's not what you signed up for. I'm guessing those guys sign up for that. I don't know.
I disagree with on this particular occasion. I think he signed up for what year were they married?
About
2004.
I believe he signed up for any sized television star. That's what I believe.
Well,
and I've also heard, although I don't know them to be true and I cannot substantiate them, that he's gay.
He's gay!
It's a very, very Well, it's a rumor that's been...
It's the ultimate slap in the face to a woman, which is, we have no evidence the guy's gay. We're just he married you, he must be gay. We need to take a break. When we come back, producer Angie.
Who?
The enigma known as producer Angie, the one who...
You're an alcoholic.
Well, that used to be, her rap. That she's an alcoholic. Now she misses that because
you are an alcoholic.
Abuse her about what she eats and won't eat.
I will explain the yummy phase in great detail, and we will get to the bottom of Angie and what she eats next.
866-901-ADAM, the Adam Carolla Show.
What up? This is Andy Dick, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Hey, give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM. Ooh, excuse me.
Stick around for more with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser.
It's me calling, telling you to answer the goddamn phone.
On the Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM Jock Station, 97.1 Free FM.
With the summer in full swing, it's time for you to cool off. It's a Ditch Work Friday and come down to the Spearman Rhino in Torrance for this year's Corolla Car Wash on Friday, July 27th. Starting at 8 a.m., we're going to have the hottest chicks from Spearman Rhino sudsing it up and washing your ride, with all the proceeds going to Savannah's Organic Ranch to help the fight against cancer. The club will be open at 8 a.m. and offering a full bar with drink specials and the hottest Spearman Rhino girls on stage. So we'll see you Friday at the Rhino in Torrance, located on Normandy, a half mile south of the 405, powered by the Spearman Rhino. VIP detail at VIPMMD.com and 97.1, the FM talk station.
So I'm going to tell you about Show For You Realty. It's a play on words. Show For You is show, the word show, and the number 4, you, realty. It's also what they do. They show for you around in a limousine. I want to tell you this. I made a bid on a house yesterday with these guys. They chauffeured me around the Hollywood Hills, and I made a bid on Adam Carolla's old house. Is almost attached to this house. Wow. Yeah, he'd be my next door neighbor. He still lived there, like by 50 feet. But anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. The Show For You Realty took me around, and I've looked in that neighborhood, and I even told them to their face after I made this very good bid, I thought, that I would not have found that house on my own. I always think I could have found, you know, when you're using a realtor, what if I'd have found this? Would I have saved any money? The thing is, once they found it for me, then I also realized, hey, there's a lot of documents to be signed right here, right now, to make an offer, which, by the way, they print out right in the limousine. Ooh. Yeah, they print them out. I made an offer. They printed out all the forms right in the limousine. And I realized, there's where you really want your realtor. You know, the limousine's cool, and it's cool they've got the paperwork and the satellite and all that stuff. But you want them to somebody on your side when you're initialing next to the numbers that start with a million and go a little bit up. You really do. And I trust these guys. Their phone number is, and if you're selling a house, by the way, you want to call 1-888-I-SHOW-4-U. And it's the number 4. It's all spelled aside from that. I-S-H-O-W, the number 4-U. You want to call these guys because your house get instant curb appeal when you pull up in a limousine. Give them a call today whether you're buying or selling. They're the way to go. 1-888-I-SHOW, the number 4, and the letter U. I show for you.
Tonight at 9 a.m. You know, there's nothing worse than watching a loved one grow old, deteriorate, and die. Sure, it's part of the great circle of life, but it's also an expensive, diaper-changing, drool-wiping, unwelcome reminder that we too will soon be sitting for hours in our own BM. But now, Mercy Industries has an amazing new way to avoid inevitable body function failure. Stuffed with love. Human taxidermy, designed to save money and preserve your loved one's dignity. Stuffed with love, euthanize your citizens before they start pooping in their slacks and demanding Band-Aid sandwiches. Imagine, you can just take Granny out of the woodshed and place her right in the middle of that new family photo. She'll always look great. Stuffed with love.
Order today and Stuffed with Love will send you a free full-body travel case that folds to fit safely overhead in most commercial airliners.
So don't waste time and tears watching loved ones die. Instead, smile and get them stuffed with love.
Are you frustrated because people don't take you seriously?
I would like a large...
And I need you to stay out of my way.
Imagine how your life would be if you could talk just like your favorite radio DJ.
Good morning. It's John St. John with your most boring music.
Now you can. Thanks to John St. John's Talk Like Me and You'll Succeed Home Study Cassette.
The forecast calls for beautiful skies on your Tuesday.
In just 6 weeks, you could sound just like John St. John.
Coming up, a back-to-back continuous 20 in a row unbelievably long block of music.
Listen to what it did for this loser.
Yeah, I'd like a bowl of continuous soup with nonstop crackers.
Wow, you sound just like that John St. John. I'm impressed by your manhood.
What a
God! Order yours today.
I would like a burger with the most pickles and the widest variety of ketchup.
Yeah, that's great, but do you want fries or not?
Call 1-800-JOHN-ST-JOHN-ST-JOHN right back at you today.
For a car company to put one of their competitors' cars on their lot, they'd have to be crazy. For a car company to put two of their competitors' cars on their lot, they'd have to be Saturn. Introducing Saturn's side-by-side-by-side test drive. Featuring the 2007 Saturn Aura, the North American Car of the Year, against its two main competitors, the Honda Accord and Toyota Camry. Right now, for the first time ever, you can test drive all three in one place, your Saturn retailer. And see for yourself why we're willing to do what no one else will. Of course, you could spend all day driving around town to make the same comparisons, but that would just be crazy. Saturn side-by-side-by-side test drive, featuring the 2007 Saturn Aura. Now get 1.9% APR financing for qualified buyers or $1,500 cash allowance. Rethink confidence. Rethink American. Saturn.
Length of contract limited. Take delivery by 9407. See retailer for details.
You know when summer really begins? I know you probably thought it was Memorial Day, but it's not. It's when the sparkling soda hits Tasty Freeze Soft Serve and creates one of the most refreshing, frothy treats on the planet, the Wiener Schnitzel Tasty Float. Well, consider it officially summer, because the new Tasty Floats are here, and the frothy goodness is here in three big ways. The Mountain Dew Float, the Strawberry Lemonade Float, and everyone's favorite, the Classic Root Beer Float. Made with old-fashioned mug root beer. The new Tasty Floats from Wiener Schnitzel. A joyful fusion of effervescence that signifies the onset of summer. Come in and try one today. If you can't get to a Wiener Schnitzel right now, click open your browser and hit the Wiener Schnitzel logo for a free chili dog when you buy another at regular price. And if you're in the mood to sneak a snack after 9 p.m., stop in for a 79-cent original mustard dog or a 99-cent kids cone. And they're all only at Wiener Schnitzel, where they're definitely pushing the boundaries of taste. Offer good for a limited time, only at participating locations.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Hi there, I'm Hugh Hefner, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, you is. Dooch.
Yeah, thank you, man. Listen, if you want to check this thing out called Comic-Con, it's gigantic. Come with me. You're going to check out all of NBC's new shows in the VIP section with Heroes, Journeyman, Chuck, and the new Bionic Woman. Here's all you got to do. I'm just going to give you the heads up on this. Just go to 971 or 971freefm.com and click on Danny's Comic-Con Fantasy Getaway. This is all powered by NBC and 97.1 Free FM, Southern California's FM Talk Station.
Now to the aforementioned yummy phase. I don't know if all of you have heard this spiel or not. It's been a while, but we're all born into it. Kids like hot chocolate. They don't like beer. At a certain point, you graduate from the yummy phase and into things like cigars, fish, booze, oral. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Yummy.
Yeah. Stuff that would have tasted weird when you're nine, you get a hankering for. When you get older.
That went through my mind almost immediately.
Now, some folks don't make the full transition into the adult eating, the adult lifestyle of eating. One of them is Angie, producer Angie. Does a great job. Everyone loves her.
Cute
as the Dickens. But it started to dawn on everyone, she doesn't eat anything. And there are people that are picky eaters, but I've not met anyone who could rival Angie. Angie doesn't like strawberries. Angie doesn't like scones.
Guacamole.
I found out she doesn't like avocados. She doesn't like guacamole. I found out she doesn't like pears. And
cherries.
I told her, basically, pears are like tortillas. Like, what's not to like? There's just not enough there.
I like tortillas.
She likes.
It's unpredictable.
She likes Jolly Rancher tortilla flavor ranchers. What happened to you, Angie, and what can we do to correct it? Because you said you wish you weren't this way.
I wish I could eat healthier, but I don't like the flavor of many foods.
But
were you molested by the Fruit of the Moon guys or anything?
No, I just...
The Horn of Plenty filled her up when she was 8.
I love to eat. So when I eat, I want to eat something that I enjoy. I don't want to just eat a bunch of...
But maybe this is it, and I know the problem is you're treating this like it's a disease.
No.
And we're treating it like it's an attitude problem. Here's the reality. Not everyone gets to eat what they want all the time. Sometimes you just eat to exist. Sometimes you eat just because it's good for you, just to put fuel in your tank, as it were.
I eat because I enjoy it.
I know, but I'm telling you, you can't do that as an adult. You do that as a kid.
Right.
But as an adult, you just don't eat yummy things all the time. You eat because it's better for you, or you don't get fat, or it doesn't raise your cholesterol.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You saying that you eat for pleasure is not like me saying I drive for pleasure. You saying you eat for pleasure is like Stevie Wonder saying he drives for pleasure. It can't be done the way you do it.
And driving.
I'm doing all right. I'm healthy. I'm pretty healthy.
Drunk.
She had the one case of scurvy, and it's fine. Now. I'm good. I got over it.
I am just saying, if you shifted, you don't have any food allergies.
No,
you just are allergic to discomfort.
Right.
You want everything to taste nummy. You're not only in the yummy phase; you're in a lower yummy phase, the nummy phase.
You know what? Yeah. Do you drink
prenatal
coffee?
Yummy?
No, I don't like see, coffee nummy phase. People don't drink coffee.
Right. Well,
like
they drink coffee with 18 sugars and a quart of cream in it.
Right.
It tastes like melted ice cream.
Right.
You don't even drink coffee that's been doctored up to taste like melted ice cream?
No. Frappuccino?
Nope.
Wow. You're very delicate, my dear.
Can you be promoted from the nummy stage to the... stage?
We're going to have to just hook you up to a teat.
Listen, Angie's very tiny. She can't eat that much and be that tiny, so she has to be selective about the food items she eats.
Well, I'll tell you what. You would be shocked and dismayed if you found out. Just give us five mainstream items you don't eat.
I guess fruits, vegetables.
Well, we didn't eat five
grains.
Everything on the food pyramid.
So anything involved with the pyramid.
Pretty much. No, I don't eat any vegetables. So.
All right.
None.
And any fruits. But you don't eat things like scones, which is just sort of a donut shaped like a triangle.
Yeah, those aren't good.
Another good name for T's V. Donut shaped like a triangle. All right, we'll continue this tomorrow because we're going to do a little gambling on what Angie does and doesn't eat.
She tastes like champagne.
Quick break. Back to wrap it up after this.
What are you doing in fat on a beautiful hot mug of summer day anyway?
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Teresa Strasser, and Danny Bonaducci. There's more coming up on The Adam Carolla Show.
Southern California's FM talk station. 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Leo Quinones here, host of the Film Freak Show, and all this summer, Universal City Walk is the place to be for their summer block party, where every Thursday night, you can see a free movie at the drive-in movie series, Under the Stars. This Thursday night, an excellent animated film, Happy Feet, with Elijah Wood, Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman. It's a great movie with a great message for the whole family. It's powered by Universal City Walk. Don't miss the City Walk Summer Block Party, featuring live musical entertainment and movies, all free, and us, 97.1 Free FM, Universal City's FM talk station.
Now, this is kind of interesting. I think this is what Adam was conveying a little while ago. 9 years ago, LASIK was the hot new number one technique for vision correction, but it required the cutting into the cornea. That just sounds gnarly to me. With either a blade or a laser. I thought the laser was still the hot new thing. Wow. To create a flap. Well, it's summer 2007, and Dr. Alexandra, I'm going with Chiebel here, at the LASIK Center Medical Group, has removed the number one risk of LASIK with a new technology that does not cut into the cornea. I didn't even know this had happened yet. This is awesome. Let's see. It's a less-stress LASIK procedure that greatly reduces the risks of dry eye. That's interesting. Or halos at night with vision problems. State-of-the-art number one vision correction procedure. It restores your 20/20 vision even better, actually, correcting nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. That was close to what that word says. Call that Dr. Chiebel right now. Call 1-800-841-3717. That's 1-800-841-3717. 841-3717 or learn more at LASIK.com. That's LASIK. No, it's not. I'm sorry. I apologize. It's LASIK.com. LASIK. It's LASIK.com. There you go.
Better Beer Bureau, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi. I just noticed a mistake on the Miller Lite label. It says it contains only 3.2 grams of carbs. Obviously a typo.
Let me check the Better Beer Bureau carb index. 3.2 grams of carbs in a Miller Lite? That's correct, actually.
But that's like half the carbs of Bud Light.
Yeah, that's about right, sir. Pretty incredible.
3.2 grams, huh? Now, you're sure those aren't metric grams?
Pretty sure all grams are metric, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm cross-referencing the Better Beer Bureau beer taste index. It looks like Miller Lite has more taste than Bud Light, too.
Miller Lite has half the carbs of Bud Light and more taste.
The Better Beer Bureau beer indices don't lie, sir.
So I can totally have my cake and eat it, too. Except it's a cake that's got half the carbs of Bud Light. And instead of a cake, it's Miller Lite. And instead of eating it, I'm drinking it.
It's exactly like that, sir. Thanks for calling the Better Beer Bureau.
More taste, half the carbs. Miller Lite. Good call. Per 12-ounce, Miller Lite contains 96 calories, 3.2 grams carbs, less than 1 gram protein, and 0 grams fat. Bud Light contains 6.6 grams carbs. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Are you tired of living with back pain? Have you tried everything from a chiropractor to surgery to your grandma's home remedies, and nothing gave you lasting relief? Well, last weekend on Free FM, Dr. Jennifer Jara told you about an amazing new procedure called non-surgical spinal decompression. It's a new procedure with FDA clearance that can heal chronic pain without drugs or surgery. Dr. Jara's new treatment stretches your spine, releasing pressure, and puts your spinal discs back in place without cutting you open, and even better, without manual chiropractic adjustments. If you'd like to be pain-free without surgery or medication, call 800-749-7705. The next 37 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation, free examination, and one free treatment. Call 800-749-7705. That's 800-749-7705. And tune in to Cracking Down on Pain, hosted by Dr. Jara, every Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
Hi, I'm Art Bernstein, with a message for all kids under the age of 18. Hey, kids under the age of 18. You want beer and cigarettes? Of course you do. Then come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. It's the only place in town ballsy enough to admit that kids actually love beer and cigarettes, especially under the age of 18. At Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, that's all we carry. Beer and cigarettes. And that's all we serve. Kids under the age of 18. Preferably double-digit ages, since young kids have a nasty habit of setting themselves on fire every time they try to light up a freaking smoke. Come on, kids under the age of 18. Don't waste time and valuable kid energy hiding in an alley waiting for some drunk to wander by so you can ask him to buy you brews or smokes. You're never going to see that money again. Then what are you going to do? Call the cops on the drunk? Right. Instead, come to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids, you dummy, where we give kids like you under the age of 18 the respect and the beer and cigarettes that you actually deserve.
Bring your mother's stolen pocketbook to Art Bernstein's Beer and Cigarettes for Kids. Just look for the giant neon smoking baby.
Conway and Whitman, they're, on at night.
You get laid a lot.
I have game.
What is your first move, Tommy? What's a big move?
My first move is a handshake.
Uh-oh.
Which is rather limp. That's so they feel that I'm sensitive.
And the second one is?
Then we talk about wine.
Oh, boy.
Merlot. There. But I invite them to the Palm.
Ah.
And we have some dinner.
What do you have at the Palm?
I have a porterhouse.
Right.
And everything there, as you know, Tim, is a la carte. We get some cream spinach there.
Looks good. Sounds
and,
good.
And then we just talk. We talk. Well,
and then you take her to a Shotgun Tom event with the firemen?
Yes. Then we hook up with all of my radio friends at Genghis Cohen.
Hmm.
And I allow my friends Shotgun Tom, Jack Silver, and Don Burns to irritate her.
The Conway and Whitman Show, right after Lycus on 97.1 KLSX Free FM.
This is another Grammy Spotlight.
Carson Fire.
You may remember Bobby Thicke, lead singer for the early 80s supergroup Chafed Thighs. After being comatose for nearly 20 years, Bobby's new CD, Christ, I'm on Fire, has scored him a Grammy nomination in this year's No, He's Not Dead category. Bobby told me why he returned to recording.
Well, you're homeless for like 20 years and stuff. He'll just do anything for your next fix, a meal.
Bobby told me an amusing story of how he came up with the idea for Christ, I'm on Fire.
I'm there one day and these kids come up and they were, you know, what they had, like, I thought it was soda and they poured it on me and then threw a match and poof, there I go, up in flames. I swear I saw Jesus Christ. And he said to me, hey, asshole, get in the puddle.
Catch Bobby performing Christ, I'm on Fire when he comes to this Sunday night.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci on 97.1 KLSX, Free FM. Don't worry, more of the Adam Carolla Show with Danny Bonaducci in 60 seconds.
Well, there ye have it. Another fine show in the rearview mirror. We'll take a little extendo break, oh, about 20 hours. I want to thank Kevin James. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry out this Friday, probably in very limited release. Probably just find it at the Art House Theaters in Chicago, L.A., New York. Maybe it's in a theater near you. I don't know. So, until next time, this Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.
Oh, my God, these dumb brats.